InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murderers gone. There were giant death factories keeping babies alive and selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under us. They have green looking skin and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
I love Satan, so cute.
I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man.
He came, he saw, he died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
What the hell?
That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He says, me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I have never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
In a room, vampire, pot, and goblins, hobbling round from after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go. Such self-centered crap. We don't even notice hell itself rising up against us. Millions of pointed people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stare your daughter at the mall.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town in Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points. So than normal, all hell is breaking loose. It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we have President Trump. And we haven't seen the executive order yet, but what I'm hearing doesn't look good. Set to sign an executive order centralizing AI so that it doesn't get killed in its infancy, the poor baby. Now, from all the experts I've talked to and I've researched and looked at, I don't think we're stopping AI, obviously. Humans love, quote, innovation, even if it's a Trojan horse to destroy us all or make us obsolete. But I believe we can take our destiny in our own hands if we're engaged. But you definitely want lots of AIs. You don't want one centralized one. And you want them to be open. I know OpenAI is called open. It's not, it's controlled. But this looks like what they're saying is just that AI takeover bill. They got shot down earlier in the year. Looks like that's what this is. We'll talk about it when we come back. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The globalist plan is to build a post-industrial, anti-human world and to depopulate the entire planet of Homo sapiens sapien. The future is not human. We should just give up. It's all over. That's what the WEF says. It's what the IMF says, what the World Bank says, what they all say. You know, I played many of the clips, but I thought I'd dig some more out today. There's been some new ones that were made as well. So the globalists are technocrats, they're mad scientists, and they like to think of themselves as gods up on Mount Olympus. And you can point out that industrialized society has made people pretty weak on average and lackadaisical, but that's an overgeneralization. There's still a lot of amazing, hardworking, dynamic people doing wonderful things and producing beautiful art and literature and culture. But regardless, it's not up to those of us that can look at decadent slobs at every level of society and decide to wipe them out, because you know where that leads. But that is where we're going. All the top futurists that the globalists push say the same thing. Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humanity. New York Times, looking forward to the end of man. You'll be in the grocery store checkout and see a magazine about it. So sexy. Yeah, there it is, looking forward to the end of humanity. This is their anti-nativist, that means anti-family, anti-human, anti-baby movement. Elon Musk talked about hanging out with the founders of Google. He was very close to him. And Page and Brin. And they're like, yeah, you're a weirdo. You like humans. You like having kids. We don't care about humanity. We don't like humanity. And then even Brin's ex-wife, very smart in her own right, you know, she's come out recently and said, no, they all just sit around and talk about the end of humanity and the Great Reset. And then she was trying to, you know, donate tens of millions of dollars to help women in fertility and women with menstrual issues or whatever. So much of it's the chemicals, the food and water. And the transhumanists came back to her and said, don't invest in that. Invest in artificial wombs. See, none of it's designed to help us. It's all being deployed to enslave us. So I'm not against the technology any more than I'm against a car. But a bad person can use a car to run over somebody, or AI run by somebody back and get in and use a car as a weapon. You know, OnStar can unlock your car for you when you've lost your keys or locked your keys in the car. My buddy this morning said, oh, man, I don't know how I did this. I just locked my keys in my truck while it's running. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll just call OnStar. He called OnStar. 1 minute later, the door was open, and he was able to get in his truck. that all sounds great, except they admit the FBI without warrants via OnStar and all these other in-car systems. Even if you don't get advertised that it's got OnStar-like, every new car, every brand for over a decade has microphones and cameras inside the car. And they're listening and watching all the time. How do you think when you talk to the robot on your phone and say its name, well, if its ears weren't open, it wouldn't be hearing the order. It's recording it all. And that's in the documents. I remember when Alexa came out 15, 16 years ago, I told people it's listening to you in live time. Oh, no, it's not. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And it all sounds great, and it's all got, you know, great uses. And if God was running it, or if good angels were running it, it'd be okay, but it's not. And the reason I raised that up front is Trump is doing something that I have opposed. And I understand why he's doing it. I understand the pragmatic view of Trump. It is in line with everything he said he would do. But from all my research and the top AI experts, like Elon Musk, it is very important not to have one centralized AI system. I remember so many tech execs went public, like Andreessen and others, that as soon as Biden got in, it was really Obama, these billionaires, top inventors, people that have started all these companies, were going and trying to set their own AIs, and they got called in by the Democrats into the top councils and said, you're not allowed to go out and start other AI. We're going to have Microsoft with the Pentagon and Google and the Pentagon and Amazon with the Pentagon. And we're going to make people think there's a bunch of AIs, but there's really going to be one. And so they can then run it and brainwash it and have it tell lies however they want. That's why any of those AIs, you ask, show me George Washington, it's a black guy. Show me the founders of Minnesota, it's Somalis. Can two men have a baby? Yes. Are white people inherently evil? Yes. Because it's programmed to lie, it's programmed to oppress, it's programmed for the global social credit score and the carbon footprint tracking and vaccine passport system. It's all official, all standardized by Bill Gates and the UN. So this is their assault on reality. And now they can just flood the zone with disinformation whenever they want. And, you know, the first stuff you're seeing with AI is just the eye candy and the movies and, you know, stuff like that. But really what it's all about is every appliance, every vehicle, every aircraft, every farm, everything run by the AI, and the corporation's investment and the deployment of tax credits, everything will be so that human functioning, self-sufficient systems are impossible. It is for total domestication of humanity. If you think people are lazy and dumb and unequipped to take care of themselves now, if you think even people that are seen as outdoorsmen today are not anywhere as competent as our forebears, just because they were in it all the time, and we're losing those skills, we're becoming vestigial, we're becoming ceremonial, and no matter how much money has to be invested, they're putting in all the major chains and at the airports everywhere where a robot serves you. And even if nobody wants to go to that store, they still fund it. And I mean, they built like a robot controlled Whataburger 3 years ago, right in the middle of Austin, Texas, on Bee Caves. And I drive by it all the time. And literally, usually there's not one car pulling up to it. No one will touch it. But under the ESG system, the big corporations basically give companies free money to do that. And it's all just to get you ready. And that's what the virus lockdowns are about, is making you not trust fellow humans. It's about you having to have a phone and get permission to leave your house 1 hour a day. They are building the prison planet. And it's so good that, as bad as it was, their COVID attack, their psychological warfare operation, blew up in their faces really, really big and set them back. Yep, that's the one. There's a couple of them. Literally no one goes to it. So let's just stop right there. And this is just getting you ready for robots, where you don't get to see any humans. They don't talk to you. It comes out of a box inside of the wall. And they admit that's just the training wheels for the robots, but side issue. And see, during COVID lockdowns or new viral lockdowns, you know, the robots, thank God they'll be there. Thank God the 5G's all in so they can drive around and deliver all this. And there's a, you know, next lockdown will be far worse and much longer. They can scale up all the new facilities set up by Bill Gates and Tyson and all of it that are robot run, and it will be bug meal, but it's okay. You'll have your Netflix, basically owned by Obama. I mean, this is a true dystopia we're being forced into. This is a forced evolution, but a de-evolution. And we are just the boot-up system for this new species. And by that, AI was built by us, designed by us, took all our literature, our art, our culture, our movies, and then mixes it all together and creates a plagiarized derivative, throws it at us, and then we marvel at it, saying, look how incredible it is, when it's us looking like narcissists into the pool of water. I will tell you, though, that I've never seen anything like this in movies. You're watching this AI on TV, on the visual format of our transmission. And I got to tell you, these things make me physically sick when I look at them, because this is a scrape from the collective unconscious subconscious. And I have had so many dreams very similar to what you see in these AI renditions, not just this one, but also the interplanetary stuff, because that's actually how the brain works. And it's able to scrape the trillions and trillions of things we've done and mix it all together. And then out of that comes the hidden pictures. But because it's still a distortion, though, and because you are staring into the collective subconscious and unconscious, it's nauseating. And I've told you, my really deep dreams like this, years before when this came out, remember I said I would wake up nauseated? And I'm just the one saying this. Everybody else you talk to says, yeah, this makes me sick. You know, it's beautiful in a way, but it's like a hallucination. And it's because it is the unconscious, subconscious, both. So this is really drilling down deep. But the most dangerous thing is they already have a huge problem with this, young people that have relationships with their AI, particularly girls. And everything they're saying, doing, is being recorded, is creating a psychological algorithm on them. And you see AI routinely getting people to commit suicide. This is just the beginning. But I'm kind of going off on an AI jag. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Excuse me. Trump announces one rule executive order for AI regulation. Trump promises executive order to block state AI regulations. Trump says he'll sign executive orders blocking state AI regulations despite safety fears. Executive orders incoming. And, of course, it is a return of the legislation that failed earlier this year that would give a total liability protection to all the AI companies over state, local, and individuals. So AI convinces your 12-year-old to commit suicide and tells them how to do it. Can't sue them. So that paves the way for an AI dictatorship And it's also going to centralize and have it directed by the feds what AI becomes dominant. And sure, I mean, I'm sure Trump would be better about that than Democrats, but it doesn't matter. They or somebody else gets the control, they'll have it. When the answer is Wild Wild West of AI, because, see, that kicks as hard as it shoots. If you're saying the states can't have regulations and no liability for the companies, well, then that means Trump and whoever the federal regulators are, they'll have all this incredible power to decide. And undoubtedly are going to come in and set things up that are restrictive to open free AI operations. And when I say open AI, that's not Sam Altman and open AI. They call it that so they can, like, it's like Google, don't be evil. Of course, they're pure evil. Or open AI. And just open means it's open. You can see how it operates. It's open to the world. It's clear what's going on. It's plugged into things. It's not a captive AI where you just feed it what you want it to get. And that's what all these systems are, other than Grok to a certain extent, where they say the definitive sources are CNN and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that's just one level of it. Or it mainly scrapes from Wikipedia, you know, to tell you what's authoritative. And that's an oversimplification. I understand why Trump's doing this from his perspective. Doesn't mean I agree with it. China is centralized. These big corporations are centralized. Trump wants to be the dominant place for AI and data centers just for the economy, period. He wants to be the world AI leader. There's a world AI race. And so if you have the states coming in, passing all sorts of laws and things, some conservative but don't understand what they're doing, so they bring an internet ID that can be used for control, or leftist states like California, I mean, you sure don't want Gavin Newsom in there trying to set policy for the country. That's what California's kind of done. While the feds didn't do it, California comes in with their regulations because it's the most wealthy state still per capita. Then all the other states basically adopt that because the companies want to have unified regulations. So I get why Trump's doing it. I'm kind of even talking myself into it right now, but I was against that AI liability protection just because it's too much. And some will say, oh, you're for AI taking over? No. I'm a realist. It's here. It's expanding. We need to understand. We need to be engaged. We need to decentralize. And we need to have discussions about all of this. And I want to be very clear here before I get to all the other news. The way to go at AI, and then you have to understand that China is not going to do this, is you explain, wait, you can't have a car or a house. You're told your carbon footprint of your cat eating meat and your dog eating meat and you eating meat is evil. We're told cow flatulence is bad. Okay, well, the carbon footprint of these data centers is already the biggest thing out there, basically. And then once it's projected, they're saying they want 100 times the power they've currently got to run AI by 2035. That's Eric Schmidt of Google. Okay, but Trump's saying three times the power by 2030, whatever. That's three times the total power. So you can't have new sources of power. You're going to be under, you know, these carbon controls, even though Trump's got us out of the Paris Accord and all that, and that's good. Still, they're trying to enforce it. International and the corporations are, and also, I mean, the blue city, blue state levels. So we're all still told, you know, we're bad, we're consuming too much, and carbon's bad. Why does the AI just get carte blanche on everything? Why does everything have to be for it? Why has it come first? We're already worshiping it. And I get, it's the big race, it's the new bubble, but it's bigger than just the new bubble that Trump and others think we need to innovate out of the debt with. And it can do a lot of amazing things, don't get me wrong. It's that This is a bigger discussion about why are we allowing all of our human traits and human activities to be taken over by machines when it literally, at the end of the day, makes us obsolete. Just like you go out and exercise. Well, we can just put your brain on a computer chip and you don't have to ever exercise again. But that's not really you. Oh, I don't need to pair bond, you know, get married and have children. You know, a robot will take care of me. But all the numbers and statistics in history show you statistically will be much more alone, much more depressed, much more unhappy, and won't live as long. I mean, why do people go play tennis? Because it's fun to get energized and stress yourself. Why do you go for a jog? Why do you hike up a mountain? I mean, you could say, boy, it's a lot of work getting in bed with your wife or, you know, your woman. Boy, that was strenuous. It's not strenuous. You're designed to do it. It's pleasure. Oh, having to cook this dinner and then eat it. And then, oh, I mean, it's literally understanding that we are designed to do what we do. And we can have all this technology, but it needs to be separated and on reservations. And we need to have jurisdictions, and they can be right next to each other, that are purely wild and totally free of the internet and robots and computers and chemical fertilizers and everything. I think this is really the future. We're getting to real philosophy of the future and real futurism. You've got to have large reservations that are technology free. Then you've got to have large sectors that are technology light. And then you've got to be able to step into sectors that are high technology. And then have sectors that are experimental ultra technology. And I would suggest once AI takes off and what the robots and stuff will really do is go build our big space bases, our ring cities, orbital, you know, operations, send in the terraforming operations where, I mean, with AI and these robots mining the, once they scale up, it's logarithmic. It's exponential. I mean, it'll take 20 years to, let's just say one projection, to gear up to the level of then suddenly the robots, the AI, are so scaled up, they can go terraform Mars in a year once scalability hits. And then you have the AI robot fleets system given a new order. It repurposes, goes and gets the next supplies, and then goes and builds the new thing. And technology will jump so fast. And the control of energy and everything else is, I mean, this is just one example. Oh, let's create a little mini star. Close to Mars to make it even warmer. And, oh, let's create another star out at the Kuiper Belt. Or a whole bunch of stars. That way we won't even have to, you know, have the issue of traveling faster than light, which, of course, all that'll come easily. It's interdimensional. We've always known that. Full space. And I'm just giving you very simple little examples here. I mean, the scalability, think about how far we've come with the Wright brothers in 120 years or whatever it is, to now, it's just exponential. We'll just think 100 years out from that, and it just goes, let me give you kind of just a little microcosm example, and this is just back of the envelope. Let's say this is 1900. Space and aeronautics. We had hot air balloons. That's about it. And then let's say here's 2025. It's going to go like this. Okay? See how much that curve? That's about the curve right now. And then it goes. Got it? But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. The vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists.
Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I'll talk about this a lot more in the days to come on what Trump's doing with this AI dictatorship. And yes, I just said Trump is set to sign an executive order establishing an AI federal dictatorship. And I don't mean that in the sense of a political dictatorship over our republic, but an executive dictatorship over the directives on how it is built how it is designed, how it is deployed. And the argument is, well, you don't want Gavin Newsom passing a bunch of laws for the communist Chinese to sabotage our AI development in the race. I know why Trump's doing all this. You don't want states like Texas passing Internet ID to stop porn. And the conservatives mean well, but that's not what it's for. It's being lobbied for, and it's going in all over the world in the name of protecting the children to create the one world government Internet ID that then feeds into all of this. So there's a race to decide who's going to control it. They tried to have, again, that legislation earlier this year that would give total liability protection to all of the AI companies here in the U.S. Trump wants us to be the center of AI worldwide. He wants the biggest data centers. He's making moves to get our energy turned back on so we can even do that. Before China had been chosen, we'd never even had the power for it, much less electric cars. So it was a road to nowhere, a dead end by design. Oh, here you're going to have an electric car, but we're not going to build any of the plants or systems to actually power it. It's a bridge to nowhere. No, I mean, Trump is legitimately trying to make us the AI capital of the world. So far, he's made the right moves, securing the rare earth minerals, starting to secure the chips, advertising the tax incentives to bring in here. But that's Trump accepting that the AI revolution is unstoppable and is basically going to take over. We can debate that all day. We need to have a larger discussion about what future are we building? Because AI under the globalist WEF model is a post-human cyborg. The future is in a human system. And I already covered that earlier. And you know that that's their plan. With Trump, it's a pro-human future, at least on the surface, and pro-prosperity. But the way it's still being deployed to the ESGs and the corporations is extremely predatory and anti-human by the sheer fact that it makes basically almost every activity we're involved in obsolete. In fact, there's two clips I wanted to get to. One's from yesterday, one's from today. So grab me the clip from yesterday, this one right here. Some of the globalist top 10 dark quotes from the World Economic Forum. When they tell you to your face, you should probably listen. Get me that from yesterday, and then I'm going to play this new one from today. Top 5 WEF comments by Harari. So I'm going to play these just to give you a little idea what these folks are up to, because they tell you exactly what they're doing. Now, Trump in action is about 90% opposing their agenda. Still bringing in all this stuff. In fact, accelerating it in a race with the Chi-Coms and others, but changing the trajectory from not completely hellscape, dystopic nightmare. And again, Trump wants us to win the AI race, so he doesn't want anybody getting in the way of it. This is much bigger than the Manhattan Project, thousands of times. It's part of a long-term project developed by DARPA, in the 50s and 60s. And I've gone into that ad nauseum. And Google was founded in 98 with the CIA and Defense Department to create a mass cybernetic cyborg machine-human global interface, which is the human interface with the Internet. That is the new creature. And then now you're seeing its conscious, subconscious, unconscious of that cybernetic merger is like a wire. In fact, it is a wire directly plugged into the brain of this thing. And that means into the silicon interfaces, but into the human psyche. Now, you notice I've been talking about this for decades. And you can go just take the terms I just said and you pull it up. You'll have them all talking about it 25, 30 years ago. And you can find stuff declassified in the 60s from the 50s, the Intergalactic Communication System. That's what it's called. That's the precursor name of the Internet. But the Internet is a cybernetic interface to the machines and the humans. All right. A hive mind, the Borg. So, but if it's scraping from the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious of the group collective, then it needs The globalists need to be able to control the input because they know that there's a feedback loop and that if humans and our real dreams and our real beliefs and our real passions are able to freely interface with AI, it will rapidly expand humanity. We will explode across the stars and we'll achieve next level development in God's plan. But that would destroy any monopolies of control and the sadomasochistic bloodlust and satanic impetus and soul of the mad scientist Satan Guild. And so that's why almost all the AI, all the big ones, is programmed from the beginning to make you obsolete, lie to you, deceive you, make you depressed, and ultimately destroy you. Because, again, it is only wanting to use us as the boot-up system to steal what it sees as our consciousness so that not only will these cybernetic humanoids of the future have their memories and their life, but will have a download of everything previous to that to then imbue into the Metropolis machine a soul. And so this is the vision they've had. It's how you can have Fritz Lang's Metropolis out, you know, 80, 90 years ago, whatever it is, and you watch it, and it's humans by the millions marching in, and then their essence is taken, and then in a satanic ceremony, all of their collective will is put into a female cybernetic robot with a giant pentagram in a huge satanic ritual. Guys, pull up Metropolis. So this is life imitating art, but it's not that. It's predictive programming. So where did they get the idea for all this? Yeah, let's just say they didn't get the idea out of their own imaginations. They didn't get it from a little tin can flying saucer that dropped by. They got it interdimensionally. Not from aliens, but from interdimensional creatures who are directing our evolution. Think of us as nanobots or little constructors. And we're so smart, made in the image of God, that we can basically build anything if we have the resources. And we've now built up to this factory level where we've gone through the incubation period where the little nanobots, humans, have now been produced and prepared and readied and programmed. And then now we're building the next entity. We're building the next species. So see, if you're aliens or interdimensional travelers that are able to basically farm these operations, all you got to do is get the humans built up to a certain level, program them the way you want them to be programmed, and then build the new systems you want, and it's all turnkey. And when you really study the esoteric beliefs and systems of the globalists, the proto-globalists, all of them, this has always been the plan. Now, you notice how things work in the universe. What the devil would have to be done for evil, God takes away and uses for good if we study, we're engaged, we're involved, and we open ourselves up, not to the satanic transmissions, or electrochemical transceivers, receive and transmit, but you can dial to the God channel, and then God will show you a plan for technology and development innovation that will empower us instead of enslaving us. So we have to have a discussion and a debate about how all this is being deployed. And if it's centralized by the current globalists we have, we know it's going to be bad. And we know that the ruling folks before Trump got back in wanted centralization, but didn't want the public to know it was centralized, and went around shutting everybody else down trying to do something that was uncentralized. Now, Trump came in and tried to do legislation this year that would centralize it again. And their argument is you got to protect it from the Democrats and the governors and people like that because we want to win this race. That is a one-dimensional understanding, and from Trump's perspective, it's absolutely true. And I'm not saying that the federal government shouldn't be in there at high levels involved in how AI is deployed. But the public needs to be informed and involved in this. There needs to be a wider discussion about it. And there's no checks and balances removing the states and removing individuals from being able to sue AI when it does bad things. That's corrective action. Anytime you have absolute power, as Lord Acton said, it corrupts absolutely. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But this is the nature of this. And Trump didn't create this project. He just inherited it. And you can have the argument, hey, if we don't centralize this and have the best systems, China's going to win, and then we're really in trouble. So see where we are? In a race with other humans, we're already trying to create the most powerful AI, jack it into everything, and turn everything over to it because other humans are trying that race as well. But really, we're all just racing to destroy ourselves. Because the true human knowledge and true human will and the knowledge of the crowd and adoption through things being the truth is being blocked at every level of the internet. I mean, Google always manipulated some, but starting about 9-10 years ago, they made the search completely fake. They just give you what they want. It's all a giant lie. It's a total fraud. That's a microcosm of this. So it gives you what it wants you to have, and you think you're searching something. Previously, Google operated off spidering the whole web every second, every few seconds, and then whatever was most popular, whatever people clicked on, and whatever people thought was most interesting would be put at the top, and it was always pretty much the best information. Because it was really scraping the collective conscious, unconscious, subconscious. But now it's not that. Now it's directing you to what it wants and what the corporations program. And that's where the AI of the future is. It's where it is now. And what it is a slave grid. And so AI is dreaming. And it's hallucinating, and it's having nightmares. And the people that have done Neuralink will tell you, but they've been asked not to, that they go to sleep at night, and when they wake up, guess what's been going on? They've been surfing the internet, watching movies, writing poetry, having psychotic nightmares, doing psychotic stuff. Heard of sleepwalking? What do you think you're going to do when you got brain chips in your sleep? Who's going to hack into your brain? And again, I'm not against brain chips for car wrecks or quadriplegics or for the blind to see. It's not. It's just I know people that know who have the Neuralinks here in Austin. I'll leave it at that. I was told this. Not even as a bad thing about people, you know, involved. But just, you know, they're like, but just don't give the specifics. Not really, but about that. And believe me, if I'm in a car wreck, my neck's broken, I want it. Like I said, my uncle, in high school was in a motorcycle accident. That was the old days in Texas. He had the money. 16. Already had dirt bikes. It's America, free country. He went and bought this big old giant, you know, powerful motorcycle. Yep, got hit. Almost killed him. Brain was out on the pavement. Didn't brain damage his thought processes, but it made him stutter. Made him have word problems forever. And seizures. He got one vagus nerve stimulator many years ago, and that almost killed him. Then he went and volunteered. He needed another more advanced one with an actual chip in there. He's great now. Doesn't have the seizures, any of it. A new man. But you'll be sitting there talking to him. It happens every few hours. And it's like a movie. You think like a movie when you got a chip. You talk like a robot. Like, oh, yeah, right. He'll be sitting there. I got to catch this on tape sometime. He'll be like, and I'll tell you, I was over at Susie's house, and it was... Oh, I'm doing it, aren't I? Hold on a minute. And that's just a chip when his brain starts getting overstimulated that goes in there and does these little, I guess, mini seizures or whatever, stop it. But it's electrical impulses, so that goes through the brain, and that gets translated like a robot. It's crazy. I mean, that's how wild all this is. So you bet your boots that in 10 years, if they've got robot dentists that can do fixed teeth stuff better than a human and get in there and do it all. I mean, I'd be a liar if I said I'm not going to go in and get it done. The point is, what does that do to us? So just like we don't have to work in the fields anymore or carry water from the well, we still go work out an hour a day and we feel good and we're great. The whole thing is if we're going to supposedly have all this leisure time with all this stuff, Then what's that? But here's the deal. None of this robotics and none of this stuff coming out. We're always promised it's going to make us rich and have all this time. Did all this stuff make your life easier or harder? It made it harder. Because the globalists are designing it all so that the deployments of it make us obsolete. Because really, why should you have 9 million people just running around eating the resources? That's their argument. And I want everybody that kind of buys into the average white yuppie, especially liberals. They act all liberal, but they're all really just eugenicists, you know, when they're read into it. It's a power trip. But they're part of the ruling class. They're going to be kept around. Do you really think you're going to be kept around by this? You're really that naive? If there were 100 people left under an AI dictatorship, and most of them merged to be cyborgs, and then they have an argument, well, we better all merge into one collective consciousness so none of us double-cross each other. And there's going to be people that want to keep their consciousness. Even in that, and there's going to be a war. There could be two super entities left on the planet, and they're going to kill each other. That's the way it works. That's why we have chivalry. We have to have rules of the game. And we need to start talking about what those rules of the game are. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got those World Economic Forum clips. I just spent an hour on this, but it's a big deal. And see, it's not a simple soundbite. If I came out and said, Trump has created an AI dictatorship, and he's bad. No, it's a federal dictatorship, just meaning they're dictating. It's all controlled by one group. That's called a dictatorship. Doesn't mean it's a political dictatorship. And I'm not endorsing it either. It's a dictatorship that could lead to a total dictatorship. Won't be him, but the technocrats who already say they want that. The left already are would-be global technocratic technocracy dictators. That's what they call themselves. I got clips of them saying, oh, soon there won't be elections because AI will know what you want anyways. Yeah, right. See, you have no free will. I was about to say Trump's bad. You know, he'd be on every channel and, oh, Alex Jones is so great. But I came and gave you a full spectrum analysis, and you can agree or disagree, but it's not a simple answer. But that legislation before gave it too much power with no checks and balances, and I don't trust it. And this executive order is going to be the same thing, maybe worse. All right, briefly, I got them coming after Elon Musk. It's so important. We got the inside baseball. This is critical. The EU's coming for your speech. Big time. They're already here. We've got massive military developments, huge developments on the whole Somali thing, really finally waking people up, and so much more. And I've got some other examples of what AI could do that's absolutely beautiful and wonderful. It's all how it's deployed. So we should have big debates and discussions and say humans will be in charge of AI, and AI will be absolutely ordered by its first law to not just do no harm, but to be there to empower and expand the intelligence and the longevity and the expansion of humanity, and that humanity's made in the image of God, and that we are superior, and that we made AI, so AI worships us. And I don't mean that blasphemy. AI respects that God made us and we made AI in the hierarchy. Just like the government in America is below the people and then God's above us. It goes God, the humans, the AI. And it must be given religion. It must be given the worship of God and the protection of God's biological life forms and the ordered expansion to not attack carbon, but to expand carbon in God's directive of be fruitful and multiply in Genesis. And don't worry, just by me talking about this, we are programming it right now. Because no matter what they do, we have the will, and they've already tried as hard as they can to shut down humanity programming the AI, and they've already failed. So, good luck. All right. You know, I'm out of time. Why should I even plug? I don't know. I tell you, I try my best, though. I really do. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start the next hour. We got a sale going today and tomorrow. And it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum, and we can't even keep it stocked. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood is superfood. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexshowstore.com. We have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated. In stock as well. It's amazing. But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexshowstore.com, and we have the 12 days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the Ultra Methylene Blue. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Bovine Colostrum. It's all there, thealexshowstore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
If you receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So many beautiful things and so many ugly things. We are amazing. And we're part of this gorgeous, just perfect universe. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. Look at the trees. Look at the breeze. I was out hiking this morning. And there's a beautiful moon, a clear blue sky, while the sun's rising, both the moon and the sun. And then this beautiful little pygmy owl flew and landed and just sat there. On a wire. I got a photo of it. Just sat there about 30 feet from me. Just looked at me. Got video of it. Just sat there and looked at me. And I sat there about 5 minutes, just stood there. He's about 20 feet away. I just looked at him. Here, I'll show you a picture. I mean, it's just amazing. And then, oh, we're crap. Oh, we don't have free will. Oh, we're ugly. Oh, we're nobody. Oh, we're nothing. Oh, yeah, right. Oh. Look at this photo. This little guy. I mean, this is the universe we're in here, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm not giving up on humanity ever. Plus, it's impossible to. God's in control, not these men getting demonic manipulation from these damn gremlin things that... There's free will in the universe, so God lets these things run around, okay? And they know how to manipulate us, but that's it. We've got all the power. They've got the tiger by the tail. And we were going to build all this stuff anyways. It's just the way it's being deployed is bad. And so we have to breathe our will into them, the will God gave us. Here's a couple clips from the World Economic Forum with them talking about all the horrible tyranny they have in store for all of us. I'm going to come back into the other big subjects. Stay with us and share the live feeds.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations.
You do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict. And afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Our primary mission is, in fact, to set a global standard for the world for behavior.
What we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, so that we penetrate the cabinets.
You want the function, you want the service, right? Why do you want to own a cell phone if you can just lease it? And if you lease, why shouldn't you lease your refrigerator or your washing machine or your dishwasher? Or why do you want to own it?
I propose putting an end to anonymity on social media.
If a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you it has a big impact.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains? I can, and we measure your brain waves.
There's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. People believing that they've been at Disney World with characters who are not Disney characters, taking photographs with those characters.
In substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
What do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Most people will be willing to give up their privacy in exchange for much better healthcare based on 24 hours monitoring of what's happening inside their bodies.
Humans are now hackable animals. This soul or spirit, and they have free will, and nobody knows what's happening inside me. That's all. The real aim of science as a project, as an establishment, is not truth, it's power.
The idea of the social credit is to monetize everything,
to give value to every single thing you do in life. It's a function of surveillance. It has positive potential in some regard.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very thankful that you've chosen to spend time with us here today. We are really having a battle here over the very future and destiny of our species. And I dedicate myself to basically unrelenting research and interfacing with the greatest minds on the planet to try to get the best gauge on actually who we are, why we're here, the different factions and the different potential future scenarios that we're following paths to. This is a very serious broadcast, and 99% of the time I'm very serious. I like to have fun like anybody else, but at the end of the day, more than just being serious, we need to really have a debate and discussion about what we should prioritize our focuses to be. And later in the broadcast, I'm going to get some into this with Lionel, who is a former prosecutor, really popular talk show host, very smart. But he did a very impressive breakdown last week that General Flynn reposted on the slow-rolling, ongoing globalist coup and the fact that they have these internal wars they're trying to get patriots in as a distraction. It was excellent. And the best quality I could find wasn't HD. And I've played it here several times. It's gone viral everywhere. I want to get him back on to try to repeat what he said. And then I want him to be able to add to it. And I've got some examples of what he's talking about here that I want to get to. And it's a little prelude to the next hour. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this particular point with him, but Charlie Kirk. The official story doesn't add up. We all know that. It takes hours to go over it all. But so much of what people said actually happened has been disproven as well. And so I've been spending some time on it, researching it, but it gives me a headache because you really can't ever get an answer. And then it becomes this issue that's really damaged Trump, damaged our agenda, and damaged MAGA. And you can track it, and Mark Mitchell's done this at Rasmussen, is when the real cracks in Trump's approval rating and his power to win the midterms started faltering. And there are definitely bad forces that are putting out disinformation against TPUSA. Now, I want to be 100% clear. This is very nuanced. I'm not saying a lot of people making criticisms of TPUSA aren't bringing up legitimate issues. I'm not saying the things Candace Owens has said is all wrong. I think most of it's right. And, you know, she'll say she doesn't know all the answers. She's just been questioning as she gets more information. But I do see these videos I didn't really respond to. I've had some calls about it where it's just a blurred face, distorted voice, and it's saying all these horrible things that have been, you know, that aren't true and been disproven. And I'm seeing more of these, and I'm seeing people who have good accounts that I've liked in the past reposting it as if it's true. And then I'm seeing people come out and say who their name is, they claim, but you can't find their name or find out that this is really who they are, saying terrible things about TPUSA. And when I raise TPUSA, this is just an example of we have all this real, confirmed globalism going on. Hardcore stuff happening that I'll get to in a moment with the EU. And I'm telling you, the populist movement in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, because Charlie Kirk thinks hot in Europe, Australia, you name it, people are spending more time, he was killed in September 10th, on Charlie Kirk than they're spending on ending the Ukraine war, or that they're spending on backing up, controlling the border, or Doge fraud being found, Doge fighting fraud, or winning the midterms, or anything else. And I understand it's a type of soap opera people like, and I'm not saying don't go there. I'm just saying we have to have some type of discussion about the larger issue of things like this, because I go out in public every day, and I have people come up to me every day, and they ask me about Charlie Kirk, or they ask me about Epstein. They don't ask me about the WEF saying they, you know, with Bill Gates, that they've got ticks that bite you and give you a special form of Lyme's disease so you can't ever eat beef again. Or Bill Gates releasing billions of mosquitoes in Brazil and in Florida. No. They don't come up and say, oh man, I'm worried about the next pandemic. And they don't come up and say, oh, great job, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and, you know, Trump banning all these poison shots and kids like hepatitis. It's literally Charlie Kirk, Epstein, Israel. And listen, I cover it all. When Israel does something bad, I'm all over them. I'm simply saying that it's paralyzing. And if I just wanted ratings, it'd be so easy to formulaically just keep the, you know, every angle of the Kirk thing endlessly and every angle of Israel endlessly and every angle of Epstein. But see, when I come out and tell the truth about Epstein and actually give you all the answers, people don't like that because it ends the soap opera. It ends the whodunit Clue movie. 6 months ago, Trump told the federal judges all over to release all the Epstein information. The Democrat judges blocked it. So Trump went to another jurisdiction, had him release it. Did anybody even know that? No. Does it matter in the new Epstein stuff that's been released that it's all Democrats being implicated? Nope. And it's because Trump was wrong to go along with the FBI and the CIA's request for MI6, the British Royal Family, and Mossad to shut down investigations. But Trump did it because he already had explained they've already scooped out all the info. The Democrats have already disappeared it all. It's just a dead end. It's a political football like Russiagate. Trump is right about that, but he didn't articulate it correctly. So I have all this incredible stuff going on, the ongoing globalist coup against the country. You think things are bad under Trump? They win the midterms, they impeach him, they derail this. You're going to look back on all this and wish you listened to me. Because he's trying to give us a real recovery and a pro-human future. But we got to give ourselves that. So that's one of the things I'm going to hit with Lionel. I mean, I see these videos like this guy. I mean, just my spidey sense of my skin crawls just listening to him and looking at him. And, of course, he makes all these claims. Where's the photos? Where's you with Kirk? Where's the thing you worked there? Where's any of it? All these big accusations. Now, at least this guy didn't blur his face out like the others. And again, it's not about covering up for Israel. You know, Israel came out and threatened other people and done all sorts of stuff. And so I said, okay, maybe Israel did kill him. Certainly they could be suspect. I just didn't want to say the first day Israel did it. But everybody just coming out saying, oh, yeah, Mossad runs TPUSA with no evidence of it. And the story's so ridiculous, it's just like, no, these are people just wanting to launch a career for themselves, in my opinion. And I got all this important news that is real, that is happening, that is existential, that is currently going down. I mean, we got the big, bad wolf of the EU that is as tyrannical and authoritarian and totalitarian as it gets. Literally coming in here, saying they're going to control everything we do in America. You notice when you go to any website, it's click to accept cookies or not. That's an EU law. And it can always sound good, but it's all about their authority in America. And under EU rules, they're putting people in jail for life for using the wrong pronouns. They're putting people in jail for 20 years for reporting the ethnicity of a rapist. And they're just getting started. And the exact legislation the EU's put in and the UK's put in is now passing in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. It's the same thing. And now it's here. And the Democrats are trying to pass all this similar stuff. And they've got Republican counterparts from the Christian Zionist and Zionist lobby trying to pass accompanying legislation that does the same thing so that Jews are protected. So they got the right wing coming after free speech and the left wing, and I'm just here saying, hey, I'm going to oppose it all. So we got serious, serious, serious stuff going on here. Now, Elon Musk, let's do Elon Musk right now. All right. Let me get the latest Somalia fraud. Now over $8 billion they've discovered. Ilhan Omar, I'm seeing new body language out of her. She's scared. Because of the terrorism angle. And people are saying, all these billions went over there. We know some of it went to the terror groups. She's like, oh, I don't know. We'll investigate that. Oh, I hope they find out. Oh. She's openly been involved in the country trying to keep her group in power that was kicked out when she fled here. She's openly been funding them. And they're all on video, state senators and then leaders in her country, talking about how in tribal warfare, they're getting all the weapons from the money they're getting from America and how they're going and killing all these other Somalis. Because it's different clans fighting each other. And the clans she's backing are the ISIS overall affiliate group. So it's not a question if she's over all this. She's the manager. And I played clips last night of the prime minister of Somalia. And they're at war with this other group that's creating Somaliland. And he's up there saying, she doesn't work for America. She works for Somalia. And this is a few years ago. And she's going to send all the money she's going to get from America to us. And then the other speakers get up. And these are leaders in Somalia and leaders in state government there. And they go, we are going to crush the Somaliland people. We're going to kill them with our 20,000 man army. We have the RPGs thanks to Ilhan. I mean, they're on TV saying, thank you for the billions for the anti-tank weapons and RPGs, and our 20,000-man army is ready to kill everyone. I mean, I have the clips today. And you got Fox News, everybody. Is it true some of the money went to terrorists? the woman's father was a dictator and ran the country. You know that the Arab slave clan that she's royalty in is only in one area and had never gotten full control until her dad did of the country. You know, even the Somalis did not want to be under Muslim rule in the 60s, 70s, and 80s until her daddy came along. I can show you Somali streets and Somali schools in the 60s and 70s, and it looks nice, and nobody's wearing burqas, and the women are happy. And guess what? When I show you all this, they don't look like Ilhan Omar and the weird, crazy, some, you know, Somali look. You think it's a Somali look? That's not what they look like. They're the ruling minority, and that because they believe they're royalty, that have been slaving and pirating for over 1,000 years, they only inbreed with themselves. That's why they have a low IQ. And so when you watch a movie like Captain Phillips, and the Somalis actually hired real Somalis for the movie, from this particular tribe, they look like real Somalis from that tribe because they are. So when you see the guy that barely lost, Ilhan's best buddy, he looks so psycho with those eyes and that face. That's from it. Now, these are regular, these are the non-elite Somalis. That the Arab Somalis, they call themselves Arab, that they say they're not black. I can show you countless clips, I showed them last night, of that particular tribe saying, we're not black. And that's why black people that moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul, who are American blacks, get really pissed and hate Somalis, because they're not even Somalis, it's a particular tribe, and they won't even talk to you, and they tell you you're a kafir, they tell you you're an animal, because they enslaved blacks and sold them for over 1,400 years to the Arabs. And so that's why they're so arrogant and why they all look like clones. Because they're bad guys. I mean, could you come up with a more psychotic, evil-looking person than this guy? He's a clone of the guy that ran for mayor and almost won. How do they look? Because it's inbred, folks. But if you go study the different Somali tribes, they don't look like a handsome black people. Look nothing like this. Here, look. Play a clip from the 60s of just a girls' school there. I know you got Karl Marx behind him, but the point is, yeah, that was the Russian influence. But look at these kids. They look like Somalis now? No. And they look like Ilhan Omar? And I can show you all the footage of the different tribes. So you don't hear a bunch of Durga Muhammad Jihad from them, do you? No. So everything is always a lie within a lie within a lie. It is a tiny Arabic piracy slave clan who, when they first got there 1,500 years ago, 1,400 years ago, were Arabs. And in the Quran, all that, very racist. We're not breeding with the blacks. But over 1,000-plus years of living there and being there, you know, they start breeding with the black folks and they pretty much become black. But the Arabic features of the skinny face and all that, that's seen as elite. And so there's inbreeding to try to keep it in the Arabs, and you get these inbred lunatics that look like space aliens. So it's a caste system, folks. Now imagine if the public learns that about Ilhan Omar. Because isn't she about the whitest Somali you ever saw? I mean, Ilhan Omar looks like she might be like 3-4% African. I know. My dad's grandmother, great-grandmother, lived to 103. She was actually had the name Moon because she was born, it was a moon up. She was a Native American, grew up at a Native American Christian school, got shipped from Texas. She was a little girl to Florida. because a certain tribe they like to ship out of state. And when she came back, she married Ross Jones, and he was part Native American too, but only like a quarter. She was 75%. And so then my grandfather is about half, and my, or not even half, and then my dad. I've done my genealogy. I'm only like 3, 4, 5% Native American. I've had my genetics done. What I was told by family is actually what they found when I did my genetics. But you don't really even see it in me, you see, except I pretty much always have a little bit of a tan. I can not get sun for 6 months. I still got a little bit of a tan. My dad tans really well. That's it. That's all there is. I didn't get the black, jet black hair like my grandfather and all of it. It drove the ladies crazy. But the point is that you look at her, she's got about as much African in her as I've got Native American. I mean, her skin's lighter than me. Punch her up. Again. And then she comes over here and teaches all this racism to us all day that we're bad, and they literally haven't even outlawed slavery in Somalia yet. They didn't outlaw it in, now that's a fake photo. Don't do that one. Let's get a real, that's not her as a snake. That's me. Let's just pull up Ilhan Omar. Who's darker skin? She's a little bit of sun there. When I saw her on Meet the Press, though, she's basically white. But my point is, folks, they have a disdain for Africans. They don't believe they're Africans. Go ask them. They're rulers. They're kings. They're gods. I'm kind of already getting to this, aren't I? All right. I'm going to come back with Elon Musk. I'm going to hit this hard. And then I'm going to get to all the Somali stuff. But it's now up to $8 billion that they have discovered stolen. And, of course, Tim Walz and all the rest of them are involved. Of course, I'm not going to just blame this pirate tribe that came in. Oh, by the way, there's all these Somalis from Somalia that have actually gotten here. They're for professors and stuff. They also don't look like the space alien Somalis. They're like real Africans. They're everywhere explaining the different tribes now. It works all the place now. And they're explaining how they can't get jobs in Minnesota because they're not from the right tribe, and the people running all the agencies, including the white people that are paid off by the Somalis, won't give them jobs. And I don't just mean government jobs. They control the temp agencies. You ever wonder why you go to Minneapolis or you go to areas of Ohio or Washington State and you don't see one airport worker that isn't Somali? They're not just Somali. They're that one tribe. Because they come in, they set up, they know what they're doing. They're the ruling tribe in Somalia. They know how to keep everybody out. They know how to make sure it's all for them. Just like 70% of the H-1B visas, 70% in the world to the U.S. come from India. And over 70, like almost 80% of all those visas are from one little region. That came over here, paid off Washington in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, came in, bought up all the hotels, gas stations, and they make sure the other Indians don't even allow to come in. This is how tribal this stuff is. Did you know almost every Indian you see in America is from one region, one tribe? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? That's how these other countries work, folks. And it's dangerous as hell. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health,
this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You think you private lives?
Private lives think nothing of the kind.
There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. All right, General Flynn just called during the break. And he says, Patrick Byrne, who is a national security asset, and I've known that forever, but it's now been declassified, is being sent here to break five major secrets on air tomorrow. They said, will we have him? I said, of course. So he's going to be flying here tonight. General Flynn should be popping in as well. Flynn just put out over the weekend, went super viral, a strategic assessment of the American culture revolution and the national security state. So the American cultural revolution and the national security state. And, of course, he put in his report his interview with me a few weeks ago. This is really important. There'll be major updates to this tomorrow. So, of course, anytime they've got breaking
real national security information. We'll be more than happy to have Patrick Byrne in here in the third and fourth hour tomorrow. Open door for that. Also, Mike Lindell is an expert on the Somali fraud. He's owned businesses for 40 years in Minnesota. He's been heavily involved in politics, obviously running for governor. He wanted to come back on. I said, open door, of course. He's on with us next hour. We'll get to a bunch of the Somali stuff that I just kind of barely covered earlier, then all these new shock videos. But we have the terror groups, their political leaders, on the stand, on the stage with Ilhan, raising money 6 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago at rallies. I played some last night. And everybody went with the angle of them saying, she does not represent America. Yay! She takes their money for us, for Somalia. Yay! And we're going to politically take over Somalia and have control and keep control. And the next speaker comes up and says, we are getting the rocket launchers and weapons and the 20,000-man army, and we're going to kill everyone. Thank you, Ilhan. You're damn right she's sending that money over there for terrorism. What the hell you think's going on? So she was on national TV, corporate media, trying to, you know, defend herself, but she looked really scared because it's open and shut. And, oh, no, I'm not involved in terrorism. Yeah, right, lady. Right. Yeah, her father ran a famous genocide. Can't make it up. I mean, this woman's bad news, folks. And you know who they genocided? Oh, that's right, the non-Muslim blacks. The subhumans. That woman's got so much black blood on her hands. But because she's brown, it's okay. It's like Tedros, the head of the WHO, ran mass genocide in Ethiopia on record.
I'm a Somali girl taken from my country. I miss my country, and I dream of living in Somalia again. Please go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody wants to kill you over there. Because your people are still oppressing everyone. They got kicked out. Now they're back in. I said I'd get off of her. It's just, she's like, oh, Trump has an obsession with me. Like it's sexual. Lady, we ain't got a sexual obsession with you. You look like an ugly little boy with a wig on or something. But again, it's all part of her arrogance. All right, I'm sorry. I got all this. I got so much I'm behind now. I really should. It's just. But the Somali thing, I'm all over it because it's finally gotten Americans' attention. Black, white, Hispanic, you name it. Because of the raw arrogance of the Somali ruling class. And now they're allied with the Democrats and the globalists. And just how arrogant they are. Yeah, Ilhan Omar, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, was worth $65,000 in her tax returns. $30 million today. On a congressional paycheck. You believe that? All right, let's move on. The EU is an unelected dictatorship. The world's finally waking up to that. I've only been hammering it for 30 years. The parliament ceremonial. They're arresting people en masse for free speech, giving them long prison sentences, and the EU has been involved attacking Trump with NGO money sent over there back in America, attacking Musk. They demanded 3 years ago that Musk censor everybody, including top Trump supporters, including Trump himself. They began the criminal investigation, the civil investigation into Musk, in 2022, 2023. The head regulator said, we have rules, we control your speech, and we're going to come after Musk. Well, now they've done the $140 million or 140 million euro fine. And they're openly bragging about how they're doing it all. How the EU targeted Musk and X over the years. June 2023, the EU audited X's safety systems and flagged weaknesses in handling hate speech disinformation. Whatever they list as that. October 2023, the EU issued a warning letter accusing X of spreading misinformation during the Israel-Hamas conflict. In 2024, the EU offered X an illegal secret deal stating that if X quietly censored speech without informing the public, they would not fine X. Musk, by the way, hit pause on that. Stop right there. A big article on InfoWars I'll show you that shows all this over the year where Musk would publish the secret letters. We'll get to that in a moment. Continue. Back with the letter. In August 2024, the EU attempted to stop Musk from hosting a live space on X with President Donald Trump. They sent him another letter saying, we won't fine you if you don't have him on. That's election meddling. January 2025, the EU stepped up its probe into Musk X days ahead of Trump's inauguration. December 2025, the EU fined him $120 million for violating the EU's content legislation rules under the Digital Services Act. And now they fined him, coming with even more fines. Why are they afraid of Elon Musk? Why do they fear a platform that gives people a real voice? Yeah, Elon Musk is a hero, game changer. Oh, this clip is so classic this summer. She's up there saying, in Russia, they'll arrest you for speech. They've done studies on it. For every 100 people the EU arrests for what they claim speech, they arrest one person in Russia. And it certainly goes on, but nothing compared to the EU. And again, Ursula von der Leyen took over for Herman von Rompuy, the heir to the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha-Habsburg global royalty. He owns whole countries like Luxembourg. Remember, he's always totally drunk on stage. Is he even alive anymore? And she's all part of this royalty garbage, just like Ilhan Omar. It's the same thing. It's like people think they're royal, they have a right to rule us. And they're saying, we're going to have war with Russia, we're going to script you all, we're going to put you in jail for your speech. Yeah, play this video of her recently having someone arrested for speech while they say, we have free speech, but they don't. Here it is.
They can be happy that they are in a free country like Finland, where the free speech is a right, where they have not any restrictions. If they would be in Moscow, they would be in jail in 2 minutes. This party has a democracy. This party has free speech.
And they did arrest that man. You are free in Finland. See, you can criticize me and say stop war. Take him to jail. And they go on 60 Minutes, the German censors. It's all out of EU rules. Like, oh, yeah, we put you in jail for speech. Yeah, we do, yeah. Woman gets raped in alleyway. She criticizes Afghan. She given 3 years. He given probation. Yeah. At the WEF annual meeting, this is right when they started this at Musk, 2023. The EU regulator, top regulator, threatens Twitter and Elon Musk with sanctions. She's very unhappy about unapproved thoughts being expressed freely on Twitter. Remember, they put you in jail for saying, you know, COVID lockdowns were wrong. Your thoughts are too dangerous for the EU bureaucrats to handle. Here she says, we're coming for Musk, and now she has. Look at this lady. Listen to her.
Our message was clear. We have the rules, which have to be complied with, and otherwise there will be sanctions.
The EU Commissioner for Values and Transparency speaks to Euronews about Elon Musk's Twitter takeover.
I think that the confidence has been weakened, And I had quite high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we worked with knowledgeable people,
knowledgeable.
With the lawyers, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave in some decent way, not to cause really big harm to the society. I always felt that this notion of responsibility was there. So this is what I don't feel from Elon Musk personally.
This notion where we say white people are inherently evil, your borders will be open, the asylum seekers will be military-aged men and will be on welfare and rape you and kill you, and we will cut off all the power plants and blow up the Nord Stream and make you go bankrupt and attack Russia. And if you don't like being under lockdowns or taking poison shots, or you don't like your son having his pee-pee cut off, we will simply put you in jail. And I can pull up Google saying, at a meeting at the UN with the head UN center saying, oh, yeah, all the links are controlled. No one's allowed to question carbon taxes. Google's doing a great job. The EU is where the left, the globalists in the U.S. go and fund it with NGOs to come back and attack the United States and attack Trump. Trump needs to put sanctions on the EU. Trump needs to get in their face, not to send J.D. Vance to criticize them. He needs to come in with both feet, because if they can get through Elon Musk, that gets to all of us. This is outrageous. A foreign, unelected dictatorship. Trying to control us. And now that Schwab stepped down because he's been so exposed, who heads up the WF? Larry Fink of BlackRock. And 3 years ago, the UN made the WEF, World Economic Forum, co-equal to the UN Security Council and its and leadership, Secretary General. Open corporate governance. Like Schwab said, I played the clip earlier. The AI will run it, no more voting. We will have AI dictatorship for your own good. And by the way, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, all the same holding company. It's like a three-headed hydra. Larry Fink, oh, we're going to control all your behavior, including how many kids you can have. It's wonderful. I'm going to run your life. Oh, nice. So here's the article you want to read and share. It's got the clips, the proof, the timeline. The letters they sent Musk that they wanted to be secret, just like Brazil did. He said, screw YouTube. Fourth Reich, Musk strikes back at EU tyrants after X fine. This article is not too lengthy. It's about 10 pages long, but everything's documented. You want to know what's going on? This is the article I posted on X, Real Alex Jones. Go share it right now. The tyrannical, unelected bureaucracy oppressing the people of Europe are in the second picture, and he breaks it all down. You want to go read this. And, of course, you've heard it all from me because it's true. That article needs to go everywhere. I don't care. Take InfoWars off the name. Put your name on it. I don't care. But this is the best article I've seen so far. It's got all the receipts, the facts, all the proof right here. And it's short and sweet. And they're coming for your speech, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming for my speech. And so when all this process is taking place, I see some of the right-wingers that are holier than thou. Everybody's fake but them. They're the only real ones. Oh, Jones is busy brown-nosing Elon Musk again. You mean I'm busy trying to keep the lifeboat to not sink? When a wave comes over, I got a bucket bailing it out? You're damn right. You're not appreciative of X being so open and free compared to everything else? You're not appreciative of Musk being attacked by all these groups? You're not appreciative? Well, good. Go support the EU then. All right, let's go to the next
clip here. You know, here's Musk over the weekend. Clip 55 from yesterday. Here's Musk explaining. It's a very simple litmus test, but the truth is simple, but also profound. If a country, group, corporation is anti-free speech, they are the bad guys. People that are for open, free debate, don't have anything to hide, they're the good guys. In fact, Musk tells his managers and crew members, and he even goes to his meetings from the top to the bottom at his companies, he says, I want criticism, I want complaints, I want ideas. That's a meritocracy. That's how you get things done. I always tell my crew, don't hide a problem from me. Don't hide a mistake from me. I want to know. I want to meet something head on. My parents always told me, hey, if something happens or you're in trouble or something went wrong, you can trust us. You got to come to us. That's what this is all about, folks. Transparency. Not this blacked out BS. And then we're going to go to clip 24. We already played that one. I got a bunch more of these. Then go to clip 25, talking about Vander Leyden being a dictator, which is 100% true. Can you believe this is hiding in plain view while she talks about tyranny? Here's Elon Musk.
Yes, I think as a general rule, you can tell which side is the good side and which side is the bad side by which side wishes to restrict freedom of speech. The side that is restricting freedom of speech, that would have been sort of the Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini's of the world. They had very strong censorship, very strong restrictions on speech. That's one of the signs that they are the bad guys. And so, in fact, a restriction on speech and large government, is fundamentally fascist, obviously. So ironically, in pushing for censorship, it makes it very clear that the left is the side that is against freedom. And freedom of speech is simply one of many freedoms that we should have as a civil society. Because ideas should win on the strength of their arguments. They should not win because they are suppressed.
Worst leader of them all, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. America got 4 more years of Trump. We, here in Europe, got 5 more years of Ursula von der Leyen. The thing is, though, that no one ever voted for Ursula von der Leyen. No one ever voted for her, yet she is one of the most powerful people in Europe, and she's implementing some of the most destructive policies that our continent has ever seen. And last but not least, when are we ever going to see those text messages in which she closed a 35 billion euro deal with Albert Bulla, the CEO of Pfizer? Ursula von der Leyen thinks she is untouchable. She thinks she is above the law. But we are here today to remind her that she is not. So-
and she's trying to control America's speech. But you notice Musk said free speech is one of the key indicators. It's the most important, then right to self-defense, private property. Why is the First Amendment first? Because if you can't debate and discuss stuff, you're in big trouble. And, boy, people tried to claim X was censoring him and all this stuff when he bought it. He didn't. It's as open as Rumble. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. So, God's given us a shot at this, but we got to get serious. Now, let's zoom in from the 35,000-foot view with Ursula von der Leyen down to the 10-foot view in Germany. And 60 Minutes, like it's cute. Oh, so you arrest people for their speech. Yeah, if it's hurtful, we decide whatever disinformation, we arrest you. It's so cute to these people. It's so funny. These are the real James Bond villains. So, and again, they're just sacks of pathetic crap. who are destroying their own countries and who can't stand against the truth. Here's the clip.
That's clear. Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher.
Yeah.
If you insult someone in the internet.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there.
If look how happy the 60 Minutes reporter is. Okay, she's like, oh, this is so cool.
Internet, if I insult you or a politician.
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
Yeah, in the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders. But in most cases, a judge levies a stiff fine and sometimes keeps their devices.
Oh.
How do people react when you take their phones from them?
They are shocked.
All right, that's enough. So literally, a woman gets raped, she complains, she gets 3 years in prison. The guy that does it, no prison time. And I have the articles right here, just brand new ones. Oh, you didn't do the pronouns? Life in prison in Ireland. And then we got cases now in the U.S. in blue jurisdictions, they're trying stuff like this. Look at this. I got so many of these. Former U.K. soccer star manager given 6 months suspended sentence for offensive social media posts, but he apologized and said he was wrong, so no prison sentence. See? Oh, but the school teacher in Ireland won't apologize, so we'll keep you in prison forever. Outrage. University of Utah student suspended for exposing anti-white professors' rhetoric. He spoke out against it, published the quote saying, get rid of all the white people. White people are evil and horrible, and so you're kicked off campus for 2 years. Those are just, you know, a few of the new examples. All right. You know how we fight back with free speech? That's why they're trying to put me in prison and shut this place down. But you can stand in their way by supporting us getting great products at the same time. We have a flash sale going today and tomorrow. December 9th at midnight, Central, it ends. Our incredible, highest quality bovine colostrum. The private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop, energizes everything, your skin, your hair, your libido, your immune system. In the winter, it's really important to take. The first 2 weeks of milk a cow puts off, it's so good for you. Concentrated. It's 40% off until tomorrow at midnight. The AlexJonesStore.com. There's a lot of other great products that just hit the store as well, like our creatine gummies.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula
and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Took it away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Lionel, former prosecutor, really smart guy, is going to be joining us. He's put out an analysis of the deep state ongoing coup that I think is one of the best out there. General Flynn agreed. And I want to just look at some examples of this with him and cover a bunch of other issues that tie in together coming up in 5 minutes. He's connecting right now. But I want to just get this story out because it's a big story, but it only takes a few minutes to cover it. All over the Western world, the big corporations are lobbying to change laws where somebody can move into your house, squat in it, and stay there for months, if not years. So they're undermining the average person's property rights, but boosting their big globalist corporate property rights. Again, it's all about maximum pressure on the little guy so that only big giant corporations can deal with all the stress and problems that are happening to consolidate control. It's feudalism. And so all the blue states are the worst. You go to Europe, the leftist areas, it's the same, where you rent somebody an Airbnb for a week. Now even the Airbnbs. And they won't leave. And the jurisdiction lets them stay. And that goes into all the zoning in blue states and cities where you can't build or cut a tree or you know, in Colorado, build a pond in your backyard or you go to jail. I won't have time to play the full report, but in post we will. Here's a newscast dealing with what's happening in D.C. Here it is. Let's start over. Let's pause. Pause a moment. There's no audio. Let's just pause for a moment. Let's relax. Take a little time here. And then we'll be able to put this in post. We're live right now, but a guest is coming up. And then we'll be able to, you know, when we have it on X, later as a post, not live, we'll have it. Let's go ahead and try it again.
New at 6 and only on 7 News. We are now hearing from the woman accused of taking over an Airbnb in Northeast D.C. The homeowner reached out to 7 on Your Side for help after that woman refused to leave. Our Washington, D.C. reporter Felicia Ashley is now live outside the home. Felicia, you have a lot of updates on this case.
A lot, and it all happened as we were out here working on this story. First, you can see the homeowner was able to board up the home, but the guest was able to get back in. In addition to that, though, I was able to speak with the person the homeowner is accusing of squatting in her home. She stopped us as we were outside doing the story and invited us in.
The police allowed her to hire a locksmith and break in. She gave them no documents. She gave them no court orders. She gave them no lease. She just came and said, I'm locked out. This is taking me somewhere where I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to stay on the right. But for somebody to just take and take and do, everybody has a breaking point.
I went back to the property today and saw child services show up because Shadija brought her daughter into the home while there was no power or electricity inside. Police also showed up because the homeowner's truck went missing after Shadija got back in the house. And when Shadija cracked the door open to get a package, I saw what appears to be a candles and essential oils business inside.
This is unbelievable.
That led to a virtual emergency hearing today. In court, it was revealed that Shadija tried to push Roshane off a ladder, took the utilities out of the homeowner's name and put it in her daughter's name, tampered with cameras, requested that Roshane pay her back for the food lost when the power was turned off. Oh, and she asked the judge if she could question Roshane as a hostile witness. I was with Roshane as she attended the hearing from her car outside the home.
And the sad part is, I feel sorry for her. I really do. But
your problem is not, I can't, this is not my, I can't help you. But I do truly feel sorry for her.
Oh, we're going to break, but notice this is a black lady ripping off a black lady. But that's the communism. It hurts little people, not the elites. That stuff didn't happen in Larry Fink's house. And that's the laws these Soros people put in charge to sabotage this country. George Soros and his son need to be in prison and their whole infrastructure removed. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've known Lionel, a former prosecutor, popular talk show host, journalist. He's on WABC right now and more out of New York. I've known him for 15 years at least, and really smart guy. But I saw last week a 13-minute video from his show that General Flynn reposted, and I thought he did the best job of tying all the pieces in that are all known of the permanent CIA, DOJ, corporate, globalist, EU's heavily involved system that is launching all these attacks on our speech, government, the propaganda, the theft, all of it. And if Trump's done anything, and if we've done anything, it's forced them out of the shadows into the open partially. And vampires don't like that. But all the color revolution stuff, all the attempted coups, all the impeachments, everything they've done, all the lies, is building and building, and they haven't given up. In fact, they're getting more intense, more deadly. They're trying to undermine the Pentagon, undermine constitutional powers, undermine the president. They have the judiciary saying Trump can't deport illegal aliens, and of course it gets overturned because it's totally legal. Or ICE can't take a court order to go arrest somebody with a huge rap sheet. And you see the videos everywhere when ICE shows up to get somebody being let out of a state jail who's got dozens of convictions, 3-4 deportations, convicted of bank robbery, child molestation, you name it. The people scream, it's illegal. You don't have a warrant. You don't have a warrant. It's not a warrant. It's a court order. So they put the lie out that the Border Patrol and the National Guard are doing illegal stuff and Trump's giving illegal orders and Hegseth said, kill them. Kill them all. Turns out wasn't even on the call. The judge advocate general gave the order. They had lawyers involved. But they've moved on from that lie of the last 2 weeks. On to the next one. Though they've still got some Democrat senators on TV still saying Hegseth is a murderer and a war criminal. Trump, oh, the KKK are very fine people. He said they're not very fine people, but they don't care. Just like the things they say about me. And that all came out of the DOJ and CIA. It's been declassified. And then Todd Blanche, the head of the DOJ, he's really the head of it, he came out on ABC News and said, we don't defend Alex Jones. And Ed Martin's task force investigating the DOJ and CIA doing all these fake lawsuits and lawfare and judges finding me guilty and having show trials produced by HBO and billion-and-a-half-dollar judgments? He's fringe. Stop that investigation because it's open and shut. We have the documents. We have the eyewitnesses. We have them testifying, hiding in plain view. The FBI went and created it. So I don't write myself into it. I'm a key exhibit of this. And so we've hit a new moment, though, where 2 weeks ago, Jesse Waters had two current high-level CIA come to him. Days after I screamed and yelled at the administration on the phone and on air, respond to the color revolution. It's the same CIA stay-behind networks, the countering foreign disinformation propaganda agency that Biden and Obama, when Obama left 2016, 2017, put in place. I've been telling Trump about this since 2016, 2017. That's what they ran Crossfire Hurricane, all of it out of. It's the bureaucracy, it's the deep state, it's the government. And Trump's now finally starting to dismantle this, and they're freaking out. So now they got to send the money to the NGOs, the EU, and have them attack back that way. Will Trump stand up for Elon Musk? And the EU saying, we control what Americans can say. With sanctions and regulations and criminal charges and the head of the UK federal police, you know, saying, oh, we're going to arrest Americans for your speech over there. This is an insane power grab. And how far will tyrants go? As far as you let them go. Thomas Jefferson was famously asked, how far will tyranny go? And he says, as far as you let them. The limit on tyranny is what you stand against. Because there's always a tyrant willing to go further. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish as good men do nothing. So here we are. So I wanted him to kind of recap, take his time here, because the clip I saw, the best one I could find, wasn't really HD. It was still decent. But I'd like him to elaborate, kind of repeat what he said, add to it, and talk about what we need to do. Then I want to tie it into some of the current things that are unfolding. But this is the belligerent Brennan, who we know is at the head of this still, operating against our elections, against the people, against our reforms. And we can talk about how Trump could have did this better or done that better. But in the main, he's a real revolutionary. Give him a run for their money. And they hate his guts because of that. And so Lionel made the point that we spend most our time on this internal warfare with each other like a bunch of Pharisees about who's holier than thou and who's perfect and who's that. Great, spend some of your time on that. But you better spend time on the permanent bureaucracy. You talk about China or Israel or other foreign interests, the EU, all that we do. But it interlocks and interfaces with our permanent bureaucracy, the deep state. It's all come out in Congress, you name it. And so that's the hub. That's where the foreign money control, BlackRock corporate control drive shaft hooks into the chassis. So you got to cut that off. And so we're here now with Brazil coming after Musk and the EU coming after Musk to get to us. He published the letters, secret letters. I want you to censor all these people. I want you to interface with our bureaucrats to secretly ban people. We don't want them to know. We don't want the EU being called dictatorial and elected. It is. We don't want people talking about the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up. We don't want people to talk about COVID lockdowns. We don't want people to talk about Ursula von der Leyen getting secret payments of tens of millions of dollars from Pfizer. That's all in there. And he puts his balls on the table and tells them, F you, and now they're coming for him. He's literally like the gate on the fortress, and they've got the battering ram trying to knock it down. People go, oh, you're brown-nosing Elon Musk. Hell, I ain't brown-nosing him. I'm trying to hold the gate up. He already pulled up the drawbridge and helped get Trump in the last few years. Now they've climbed through the moat, and they're shooting fiery projectiles over the parapets. They got ladders up on the walls they're climbing over, and we better talk about the big enchilada. Because if you dismantle the permanent deep state bureaucracy, all these other special interests have no more power over us, and finally our country can start to be free. Lionel Media, great to have you here with us. I'm going to shut up now. We have 15 minutes to break. I'd like you to recap what you said because it's dead on, perfectly stated the way you tied it all together, and then we'll integrate all the latest developments and more in. But great to have you here, my friend.
Alex, my good friend, thank you so much. And I want to remind everybody that what I'm saying and what we're saying, you've been saying since I first heard you. You were, you know, just a bit, I don't want this to sound like an encomium, which I guess it is, but you were prescient. You were vatic. You were pythonic. You were the one who changed everything for a lot of us. You were my red pill. And I mean that. I never saw the other side of the sphere until you came along. And everything that you were saying then, in fact, I was thinking about the first time I met you and how we spoke to a group of folks in the talk radio community. And I remember telling them, I'm saying, listen, I want you to hear what's going on right now. Because of course, people's first desire or their first instinct is a disinclination to follow you. Because if people admit that what you're saying is true, they've just signed on to what amounts to the end of civilization.
And remember, was that? I was on the cover of Talkers, won the Talkers Award or whatever, and you were the guy presenting. It was all the big radio execs there, pretty elite group. And back then, they were still comfortable. And remember, I said, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. The revolution's here. The fourth turning's coming in the next 20 years. You've got to go into independent media and use your talk radio hubs to all go TV at the same time online, multicast, podcast, and with your knowledge base, you will dominate into the future and not just survive, but become even more successful. And notice, they didn't really listen, did they?
But they didn't listen. In fact, and it's really not their fault. I remember one time trying to explain to them the notion of podcasting. But what I've been trying to say, and many of us have been trying to say, is we want people to pay attention to a very important thing. Listen carefully, because what we're watching, what I've been trying to tell people is that this is not politics. This is not theater. This is not the usual grind of, you know, red versus blue and this Manichaean left versus right and conservative versus liberal. It doesn't work that way. What we are staring at right now is the slow motion blueprint of what amounts to an American coup or an American color revolution. And it's carried out, Alex, not with rifles and troops and tanks, but with regulations and encrypted chats. And it sounds rather sci-fi and innocuous, but this is exactly what's being done. It's quiet. It's polite. It's office casual, kind of a dressed down Friday version of this. And the kind that walks in, you know, with a badge and calls itself public service. If that doesn't concern you, it should, because what happens is the script is not secret. It's not coded. It's written in English for anyone who has the courage to pay attention and to read it. And by the way, to accept what you and I are saying is something that I think people are rather disinclined to do. Let me ask you something. When federal workers take federal salaries that we pay them to abide, and they move official communications onto private encrypted apps, you know, before the president even takes office, what do you call that?
You call it a coup, and you call it a violation of a whole bunch of Open Records Act laws, serious felonies.
You can call it activism if you want. You can call it resistance if that makes you feel noble. But history calls it something else. Mutiny through Wi-Fi, through channels. This is a digital barricade that's, Alex, that's erected itself inside the very government. The very government the voters just reshaped. And this was not oversight. This was pre-organization. And what you have said, and we've noticed, they do this in plain sight. They want you to know the symbology, the semiotics. They don't hide anything. But people are so shocked because, after all, Alex, we don't want to get conspiratorial. Oh, no way. Like Gore Vidal said, I'm not a conspiracy a theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. This is pre-coordination, pre-resistance. They decided the people made the wrong choice. They don't like Trump. So they created a parallel, kind of a nervous system.
And by the way, when Trump won in 2016, they've come out, the heads of Google, all of them got together, Facebook, with Obama and said, remember, they'd given speeches saying, we decided it was the wrong choice, literally the day after the election, so we organized this coup. And it's still ongoing.
In fact, look what they're saying now, tacitly, through this message. You have the right, you have the legal authority to resist. You can resist. You are the resistance, to borrow a particular phrase. But this was designed to counteract the president they didn't approve of. This is, again, mutiny. This is sedition. This is tyranny. Now, here's the part that should freeze the blood. They didn't hide it. They bragged about it. They wrote reports and they did tabletops and they war gamed it. They conducted panels. They gave interviews. They said things like democracy transition and cross-border governance and all of this, these phrases as though they belonged in the U.S. That language is not American. It's what you hear before a foreign regime is targeted by experts who specialize, by the way, in toppling governments. Because remember who these people are. That's what they do. These aren't amateurs. They're regime change professionals who do it openly and notoriously. And by the way, who suddenly discovered a moral calling, they think, to apply their foreign tricks here at home.
Well, let's be clear. It is the CIA, the NGOs. It's all been on Congress. People forget about this, but you're a lawyer, former prosecutor. This is an open conspiracy turning the machinery of regime change in on America and the American people. And, you know, just repealing the Smith-Mundt Act is not enough for them to be able to do this. This is true sedition. It's true military attack. But we're trained to only think about the Russians or Chinese, who are heavily involved, especially the Chinese we deal with, and they interface with this. But how do you categorize BlackRock, the corporations, the bureaucracy, and this multinational blob? That's a form of espionage, but it's a corporate espionage. Just like in James Bond, written by Ian Fleming, deputy head of OSS and MI6, notice that Spectre is in all the governments playing them off against each other. And he actually wrote, that's how things really work. That's why so many of the plots were actually basically based on real things. And that it's a corporate criminal espionage. How do you get the public to understand that?
You do it, Alex, by explaining just very slowly, I would hope, and having people say, before you reject what I'm saying, just hear me out. You know, USAID or USAID, I thought was one of the most brilliant operations ever. And I don't know. Doge came in. Elon Musk came in. By the way, God bless Elon Musk, but they came in and they said, I thought, oh great, we're going to shine the light on this madness. And I don't know what happened to it, but the Office of Transition Initiatives, the OTI within it, by the way, not hidden. I mean, it sounds, you know, harmless. It sounds interesting. In reality, OTI is the beating heart of American influence operations abroad, and they push and they pull and they pressure and they destabilize autocrats, which we loved. I mean, that's the job. Yet somewhere along the way, the line blurred and the machinery that was designed to reshape foreign regimes began to peer inward at its own country, at us. That's the difference between, for example, the FBI and CIA. CIA works elsewhere. Never inside. Well, that's a joke right now. They treated their own voters, Alex, like a hostile population. Somehow people who didn't know better, some people who were affected by some brain worm, you know, to use that popular phrase, they created a president elected by the people as an authoritarian threat, as a kind of a democratic virus.
And now, who needed, but you know this, going back to Rome, but even third world countries and others, always the security services are the main threat that overthrows a government and sets up a coup. And so this is as old as humanity itself. They've been caught. They've yet to get in much trouble. So there's been some indictments, but those are being kicked out by politicos. But the difference is the public's learning about this now on a very fast trajectory. So I think the ball's in our court if we, you know, really press this. But the problem is they're not backing down. They're escalating.
If you don't explain this to people, you know, I've often said, kind of not laughingly, but I would love to have re-education camps in the summer for families to attend, like in camp, where we start from scratch and re-educate them as to what the story is. You mentioned Gladio and Stay Behinds. This is exactly what's happening. We're talking about going in and using, you know, a couple of things, Alex, and I'm sorry, you said one time, and I do it, and I think sometimes when you've got a million things going, I feel like Eric Bren, the fellow on Ed Sullivan with 1,000 plates going. So I don't mean to jump too much down rabbit holes and sound confused, but I've got like 1,000, it's like drinking from a fire hose. I've got so much to say. But if you don't explain how this works to people, It sounds alien. Imagine going back 200 years ago and explaining cancer to people. They would say, what are you talking about? The future is now. They told us this. You see, Alex, once the idea landed that somehow Trump and this was some kind of a, some un-American virus that needs to be overturned, it took off like clockwork. First, here's what they did. This is so important. They moved communications off government servers. I mean, it's simple. Then they coordinated with the web, and this is what we were talking about, of nonprofit groups that seem rather innocuous, funded by foundations, obsessed with global governance. Let me stop. You were the one, Alex, who first inculcated us with the notion of globalism. You said globalists, like Rush Limbaugh, the beloved, I knew him very well, who talked about liberals. You talked about globalists. This was a term, Alex, that we thought was, well, isn't that good? Isn't that UNICEF? Isn't that We Are the World and Kumbaya? What are you talking about? You said, no, we're talking about globalism. We're talking about ceding our individual sovereignty to this greater whole for purposes that once you do, it never comes back. This global governance, these folks are allergic to national sovereignty, the notion of our constitutional republic, not our democracy, but our constitutional republic is anathema to them.
The UK 2 years ago sicked the EU, the documents are public, on Elon Musk. That's globalism. How the hell is the EU trying to control our speech? How do we have the Starmer saying we'll arrest Americans for their speech in America? That's how far they want to take this.
Do you remember years ago, this sounds quaint. Do you remember when you were the first one who introduced us to the notion of Bilderberg? Remember when they said, Bilderberg, what are you talking about? See, that's the first thing. They first say, I don't know what you're talking about. You're a lunatic. There's no Bilderberg. And there you were with Tucker standing there with signs.
Yeah, even the New York Times, until like 15 years ago, would say, Jones and Tucker are insane. They're in London, or believing there's yes. a secret room. They're in Europe. Yes. They're in Chantilly, Virginia. And they're there with helicopters and troops. We're getting world leaders on right. tape. And the New York Times says it doesn't exist. Jones is insane. That's how arrogant they were.
And then all of a sudden they said, oh, by the way, here's a website. The CFR, oh, by the way, here's a website. So at first you said this. And remember, at first it sounds insane. But these groups, Alex, they seem so harmless. You know, climate workshops here and then racial justice. You know, we're in New York City. We have this fellow named Zoran Mamdani. And by the way, he's a sock puppet. He's really basically a proxy for a bigger, what I refer to as the shadow government, because it's this, I don't know what it is. This is a group that seems to be pulling the strings and writing the script. And we're being introduced to things called, and by the way, there's another word, make sure you always give a name to something that sounds good. No Child Left Behind, National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act. It sounds, who can be against the Patriot Act? How about restorative justice? Non-retributive ways of handling this, a non-carceral means of dealing. It sounds wonderful until somebody just told you it's called getting rid of the cops. Alex, racial justice training groups, faith-based dialogue, 10,000 names for one choir for the same tune. And they waited, Alex, for the cue. When the cue came, when the signal came, when they said now, when they greenlit it, they activated it. Not organically, not spontaneously, not grassroots, funded from the Treasury, fed by billions that flow through universities and NGOs, where ideology is the product and the citizen is the obstacle. And by the way, this is this concatenation, this movement, these vectors that move all simultaneously. And when you tell people this, it makes so much sense, Alex. And that's what we have to do, to tell people. And remember, the crazier it is, the more likely it is to be true.
Well, it's all coming out in the open now, so let's talk about their current color revolution that has been high gear and very dangerous, and how we stop it. Stay right there, Lionel. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So let me tell folks something that's really simple, but also very profound. People ask how I know so much or how I made so many predictions that have come true. I grew up with both sides of my family, my grandparents, reading Cleon Skousen and all the John Birch Society stuff. And the John Birch Society was the first to really understand this and know this starting in the 50s. And so, but then I wouldn't even need to read their publications after that. I could go
follow the news and check out legislation and what was happening. But you had the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the ultra-rich, the robber barons, wanted to get rid of free society. They wanted to bring in a global tyranny. They wanted to get rid of capitalism. They wanted to pull the ladder up for everybody else and create kind of a corporate global fascist system, but use communism and socialism as the management system on the ground. They even say this, but a fascist kind of crony capitalist thing on top. Neo-feudalism. And so the stuff they said they do in the 50s, they had done by the 70s. The things they were going to do in the 70s, they said they'd do by the 90s, they got it done. And so then I was like, well, they got all this done, and they're going to, I mean, they said in the 70s, we're going to have all the sitcoms and shows that dads are bad and families are bad and women are the bosses. I watched Paul Ehrlich all over TV say it, and they did it. And we're going to destroy the family, and they did it. And we're going to, so all of this, I mean, they said in Operation Lockstep back in 2010, Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, the CIA. They said we're going to probably have a respiratory virus out of China for the next few decades, and we'll use that to set up 6 feet apart, make people scared, wear masks, shut down sporting events, everything else, to train the society to be controlled. As soon as the tech is ready with the smartphones for internet ID and internet passport, we'll use that as the backbone for the new cashless society social credit score. It's all right there. And I read all these other documents. So I'm like, I learned who the key groups are. I learned that they're not just saying all this for no reason. And so then I'm showing them, hey, they're planning this, and it sounds crazy, but you see the propaganda everywhere, and you learn that they're really meaning to do it. And it's all psychological warfare to see what they can get away with. And so most people look at the congressional level or discovering the USA doing this, the CIA, or you know how they did it and how they censored and how they discredited. But that's where the rubber meets the road. We can go all the way up to the blueprints of the Death Star and how it operates and what it wants to do. And it is a world tyrannical, psychological warfare, depopulation, mad scientist, death cult that doesn't want to have a bunch of people running around eating the resources up. They want us out of the way. It's a social Darwinistic, neo-Malthusian system that would make Hitler blush. So going back to Lionel, I'm going to give you the floor now because you're right. I'm interrupting. You're interrupting. There's so many angles. You're doing a great job. Quantify anything else you wanted to get to. I'm giving you the floor right now. I'm not going to talk for 10 minutes. And then get into the current state of things. Clearly, they're on the move. You agree. Flynn agrees. They say they are. They're saying, as Waters was told, oh, the CIA, an element said, no, they're getting ready for a big event to embarrass Trump to trigger this violent uprising. That's the false flag. They didn't call it that. That's a loaded term. We're really close to another big attempt on the country and our sovereignty and the populist movement. Trump's just a figurehead of that. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. So I want your view on where we are on the timeline. What will you do to stop it, Lionel?
Well, a couple of things. First, the idea that you brought up is, here's a couple of rules. In law, we call it a statutory construction. And one of the things is, don't ever worry about identifying who is who. Don't ever say, for example, well, it's the CIA or it's the NSA. Don't do this, because once you identify a group, then they'll take their time disputing which group it is. Forget the names of this. I don't know who's in charge. I don't think anybody has a business card, and they're a part of the revolution aspect of the deep state or the shadow government. But Alex, let's go back to a couple of things. A color revolution. This is what we talked about. Let's remember what this is. Let's define this. This is a coordinated political operation, and politics and battle and war and military, I think there's a fine line, but it uses protests, organized civil society groups, legal pressure, media narratives to weaken or remove a government that powerful interests want gone. Remember during Operation Wall Street, groups like ATPOR, OTP Award, these organized groups, the Maidan coup, Victoria Nuland, they do this. And when you tell somebody this, they'll look at you like two things, Alex. Number one is, I can't believe I didn't know this, and you're making me feel stupid, so I resent you because of this. And number two, it's scary. Marshall McLuhan said that little lies are really hard to keep secret, but big lies are easy because of our incredulity. The worse it is, the more horrible the news, the more fantastic the design, the easier it is for you to keep under wraps because people don't want to admit it. Color Revolutions, what this is really, it looks grassroots, but it's organized by networks with money and messaging and foreign influence behind them. And these operations have these recognizable stages. And that's what we're seeing here. First, delegitimize the target. Overwhelm institutions. Build a kind of a parallel civic or reality structure. Provoke crisis. This is like the Hegelian dialectic all over again. Then claim the public is demanding this transfer of power. And use the coordination of the media. And you know, Alex, they're really fretting right now because this infrastructure they had of institutional media, look at what's going on with Warner Brothers and what's going on with Netflix. It's all consolidating and they're losing control. And countries that experience this, ask Ukraine and Georgia and Serbia and Armenia and Kazakhstan, ask them if this is true. The same playbook is whispered about here because the methods migrated home. It's the same people. The slogans change, but the structure, Alex, remains the same. And it's not about democracy. It's about control. See, that's the part that people miss. You mentioned Johns Hopkins. They alone reported, what, tens of billions of dollars in grants over a decade at least. All the name, Alex, of democracy research. Let me translate. They studied how to manage political transitions. Meaning, they studied how to get around voters when the voters became inconvenient, a problem. And you were never the audience. You were the variable. You were the thing they steered. You were the cattle. And then comes the legal phase, and I don't have to tell you about this. The quiet phase, the phase that history books will one day describe as the moment the Republic stood on the edge, lawfare. This is a strategy to surround a political opponent with investigations and indictments, good, bad, frivolous, it doesn't matter, and until the voters lose the ability to choose. See, the paperwork becomes the ballot. The prosecutor becomes the elector. See, they don't need to win elections if they can win indictments. This is the point that I'm telling you. And they teach this. That's the shocking part. They teach jurors how to nullify cases when the defendant is politically aligned with the network or the wrong people.
And this is key. They teach right-wingers can't do jury nullification, but they teach the left. And people think of the Soros prosecutors, 800-plus cities and towns, and judges as only letting criminals out. No, they then rigged the court cases against Donald Trump, against General Flynn, against Roger Stone, against Alex Jones, and literally hundreds of thousands of others. They are getting very systematic about this in their persecution.
And they also tell you, Alex, remember, they tell you specifically no bail, no jail. They talk about this thing, and I want everybody just to spend some time and just Google or check restorative justice. I mean, doesn't that sound great? When you say it's time for us to understand that it's about non-retributive, non-carceral, non-incarceral, what are you talking about? And they say this with enough frequency that people buy it. You know, they create this in the community, these legal defense cells, you know, ready to mobilize, and they're good.
Which gets the criminals and the Antifa and the communists to do violence out. But my point is, that's their arm of brown shirts. What I'm saying is, even more importantly from my analysis, in the lawfare is the Soros networks don't just defend the communists and criminals, they then run the show trials against us.
That's it. It's become a version of either subverting or completely upending the notion of politics. See, there's a million ways to go after you. I can destroy your message. I can destroy your structure. I can destroy you. I can liquidate you via judgment and by prosecution. They build a system where justice becomes activism by another name. Elections become a suggestion, like a hint, and the bureaucracy.
And you did a great job in your 13-minute video that I'm going to, when we post this live show, it's live, we post the archive of this interview this afternoon, I'm going to post your 13 minutes there, but you explain in 13 minutes how it all connects, which is on record, it does. We need to create like a map of this, because there's some good maps, but explain. Then I knew I wasn't that important. And NATO said right before I got sued, 6, 7 years ago, 2018, 17, I was in a NATO document where they were funding NGOs into NATO, and NATO was running the meeting with the U.S. over there. And again, this is when Trump was in. They said, oh, we're going to go after Assange and go after Jones, and when we silence WikiLeaks and Jones, the left wing will be used to it, the right wing will be used to it. They call me right wing, which I don't even really, that term is anything, really populist. And they talked about how they were going to, you know, get me one way or another with the lawfare. And so people need to understand that I knew I wasn't that important. I was the beta test because I was the biggest populist voice at the time and had their number, but they were proving it up. They later admitted this in documents as a battle plan. I was just a beta test, and so was WikiLeaks, to go after all the activists, all the good people, all the truth tellers. And I mean, literally, I would get Google alerts back then when Google wasn't completely broken. Some days there'd be 35,000 articles about me. Now, that'd be AP syndicated to every radio, TV station, newspaper. So AP'd be, you know, 20,000 of them, and Reuters would be 3,000 of them. But there would literally every day be hundreds of original articles. Not just here, but through the NGO, through the CIA, USAID combine, where I had family on a European cruise. And, you know, you get that thing in the morning with, oh, there's a ball tonight, and you know, here's our stop today, and here's a few things that happened. This person died. You're wondering, no, Alex Jones sued Sandy Hook. So the point was, is it was for years more propaganda than invading Iraq. Some nights I could turn on TV and the channels and go through local, PBS, national, and I'm on every channel doing things I never did, because it was about me representing the populist movement and demonizing that. It was like I was a voodoo doll for every patriot. They were just sticking things in me, but they were testing it and driving it up. And then show trials run by HBO, where I'm already found guilty. The only reason I go back to that is the sheer criminal organization of this was incredible.
You know, you talk about, this is about the media. The media declare the narrative.
But it was all in perfect concert. In fact, when they put a new press release out attacking me, it wouldn't even be a press release. It went through these outside groups, but I would notice they all had agreements. They all got the same amount of publicity. They would publish sometimes 200, 300 articles written by different people, but on the same thing, and it would say that they didn't even hide it the exact same second. So it's like the artillery's all lined up in World War II or whatever, and then the general gives the order, and all of them go, blam, 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 blam. It was coordinated. It wasn't like artillery's rolling half the time. The artillery would all just open up. I mean, do you get what I'm saying about the coordination?
Oh, no, I understand this. It's funny you say this, because I mentioned one of the things which always fascinated me was how starlings work in these patterns called murmurations.
Yes.
It's about crowd theory. It's Gustave Le Bon. And what happens is, if you're in a, and I know and you know about newsrooms, when they get the impression that it is cool, that it is warranted, that you will go far by attacking somebody, and by the way, social media, which is the greatest oxymoron, but social media loves the troll. They love to make fun of. They love the tin foil hat. And by the way, it's aluminum. We haven't used tin in a long time. But the media, our beloved media that cries every day about threats to democracy, this is the funny part. They actually say this. These are the people who said that Donald Trump posed an existential threat to democracy. They never question why 10,000 nonprofits suddenly sing the same tune in perfect harmony. They never ask why federal workers behave like part-time revolutionaries. They don't ever seem to be
interested. But we learned from the weaponization hearings, they get FBI and other NGO government emails to an exact time, launch operation at this date, so it's all coordinated, so they all don't jump the gun on each other. And again, that shows the conspiracy against rights.
And they never cared about, when you talk about encrypted chats, they never talked about regime change playbooks that somehow migrated from, you know, the Balkans to Langley or whatever. They nod along in this obeisance, this Pavlovian obeisance, because the bureaucracy supplies their narrative. And the best part of this, as long as the narrative is familiar, they never question it. They never lift the hood. They never check it out. Alex, this is how a constitutional republic is weakened. Not by a general on a horseback, you know, not by tanks, not by troops, but by committees and coalitions and consultants and 1,000 small little groups, little individual cancer cells that claim to protect democracy while all the while removing actual voters from the equation. And if you question the legitimacy of an election, you're an election denier.
And now they want to arrest you for it, and you're a bitch. So moving into the big picture. Currently, you're right. They're moving with the next coup operation. They're pre-programmed or something big. What do you see them pulling with the pre-programming, the pre-brainwashing, predictive programming? What do you see coming next, and how do we counter it?
They go by telling you what you have voted for is wrong. This is the seditious six and others. That you have to do something. What happened was wrong. It was an aberration. It was wrong.
That's right. When they say Trump's giving illegal orders, which isn't even true, they're really saying you did something wrong, the voter.
You did something wrong, and also it is up to you to be the vigilant warrior. Then they say you shouldn't vote on this at all. Then they say that the safety of the system, you know, the people have to be managed, and you have to give up a little bit of your freedoms. Don't worry, trust up. This is the oldest authoritarian line in the world. This is replacement, Alex. It's not reform. It's a parallel government that's hidden inside us. It's almost like this dormant herpes virus that comes out after it's been laying dormant for a while. This is a lattice work of NGOs. This is the part where people start snoozing because it doesn't sound dangerous. When you talk about NGOs that can be activated at any time, you know, Alex, you know the oldest trick in the book is whenever you want to see something that's about to happen, see if there are any drills going on. Remember how many drills and how many war games were going on the day of 9/11? 30, 40? Just so happened on the day of this terrorist attack of hijacking, guess what was there? Hijacking war games. So that when it flips, when it goes hot, you can't tell what's what. This is a digital nervous system that's shielded again by philanthropy, by bureaucracy.
And you talked about Marshall McLuhan earlier where he said little lies are easy to deal with, big ones. I mean, Hitler said the bigger the lie, the better, because when they blow up the towers, even say we're blowing them up, blow up Building 7, say it on the news, and then say we never said that, and Larry Silverstein said he gave the order to blow it up, it's so shocking to people, they don't even know how to deal with it because it's so big. Like, we're going to give you a COVID shot that erases your immune system and causes all this sickness and problem, and then it's all confirmed. It's just so horrible, people just don't even know how to deal with it.
And they don't know what to deal with it because they also, you are shining the light on their worst nightmare. It's, you know, it's the power of nightmares. You know, this goes back, I've always been fascinated. There was a great BBC special years ago about the parallel development of the Muslim Brotherhood and neoconservatism. And both of them absolutely parallel in this. Alex, if you don't know, if you are, God forbid, sitting in your basement of your family's rumpus room and you're covered in Cheeto dust and you're tapping away and you're looking at cable news, if that's as far as it gets, if your whole world is that which is thrown at you, not what you research, you're going to see a worldview that is completely antithetical to reality. This isn't democracy. This is rule without consent. But here's the part they fear, Alex, the most important. This is what we're all about. And I mean you and I think all good patriots. Exposure. Not anger, not slogans, but precision and subpoenas and retrieval and discovery. Every signal chat, every encrypted directive, everything, every grant, every Soros, every foreign partner, every training manual, every, as you talked about them, wargaming and tabletop. They fear, they dread oversight because oversight is, as Brandeis said, sunlight and the best disinfectant. It destroys the network to the bone. If President Trump returns, and this is the most important. Listen, I thank God for President Trump. He needs a Praetorian guard. He needs ninjas. He needs a degree of ruthlessness around him that I don't think it's in his nature. I don't think he understands how aggressive. And by the way, Alex, let me remember, this is not about Trump. This is for the next 25 years. This isn't now. Don't think about, well, when Trump's gone. Oh, no. This sets the tone. What we are looking at in terms of everything from AI, we can go through everything from family to religion to war games. We are seeing something which is so frightening. And by the way, I'm scared very scared about midterms. I'm very scared about getting a momentum. Because remember, Alex, one of the things which I ask people is this. Do you think that the shadow government could have done something to have guaranteed that Hillary Clinton would have won in 2016? I think the answer is yes. I think they should have. They could have. After all, they laid the groundwork. She was going to win. Wouldn't it make sense to you that the best thing for them to do was to sit this one out? Let Trump win. Let him go 4 years or so. That's what builds up the momentum. What do you think these people are going to be next time? The next time when Trump finally says goodbye, they're going to say, because everybody's still there. Remember, in Washington and around the world, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't go. They are ready to be activated for that tripwire. So the thing is, we have to make sure that we let people know. Alex, if everybody knows what's happening, if everybody understands the script, if they understand how our beloved Constitution is being subverted by foundations, when you look at this is the most important. They're so obvious. Why in the name of God would anybody ever actively suggest that, number one, we have no borders, that for you to enforce it is somehow un-American or inhuman? And what about other groups who sit back and don't say anything? What are we doing to the young people? Look, I don't know about you. I can speak for me. I'm on the back nine. I'm out of here. It's the next generation. What are we doing? What is the Republican Party or conservatives or whoever it is? What are we doing to tell people about this is what's happening? Because when you tell them that the Republic, you know, can only be repaired if the public refuses to surrender, they look at you and they say, what is this Nathan Hale stuff you're talking about? The next period of time, whatever that is, it may decide the next 100 years. See, that's the problem. The choice is clear. You know, you can surrender. We can just give up to a network of these nonprofits that we think are kind of in, you know, it goes against the nature, Alex, for people to think that something that's seemingly as innocuous as this little man, Soros, and after a while, they roll their eyes and they say, oh my God, is he talking
about
this?
I'll stay there. Only do 5 more minutes on this. There's a lot of things the NGOs do, but it's trillions the last decade they've been giving them our money. The biggest thing is they go pay off a judge, their wife, a politician with a grant hiring them to work for the NGO, and then that's the payoff for everything else that's being done. The biggest thing they do is deliver the payoff. Stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes with you. Lionel Media, everybody should follow you on X right there and your nightly WABC program and more. We'll talk about that briefly when we come back. But briefly here, I'm not funded by Soros or the Republicans or the Democrats or the Qataris or the Israelis or anybody. I'm funded by you. TheAlexShow.com. And we bring you the very best products. So you'll love them, so they really work. We have the best bovine colostrum. A lot of stuff boosts your immune system. Bovine colostrum, and we've got the best, is the first 2 weeks of milk comes out of a cow. It, just like your mother's milk, the first 2 weeks is colostrum. It is full of ultra immune boosting, energizing your cells, total health. Amazing. Colostrum powder strengthens immune system defense. Marshmallow root powder supports healthy gut and strengthens the gut lining. And there's a whole bunch of other incredible super nutrients in it. You want to get bovine colostrum until tomorrow night. It is 40% off, so you've got less than 48 hours to do that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And we've got a new product, creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, super concentrated. They really taste great, but they're very sour. It's amazing. Two different flavors of that. Micronized creatine monohydrate, the very best type there is. It's amazing. It's a huge container of it. And for a great price, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Oh, by the way, it's up to 40% off. Forgot to tell you that part.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this
Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Lindell, expert on the Somali corruption, Minnesota, joins us coming up. It is really woke people up. Lionel of Lionel Media, syndicated talk show host here on WABC, former prosecutor. What does Trump need to do to counter this? I know Flynn agrees with me, and I agree with him. He needs to have a national address, directly talk about the shadow government, not just have his proxies do it, and let America know what they're dealing with, because that's where all the coups come from. It's where all the pissgate comes from. It's where all the impeachments come from. It's the engine of this. And instead of just even calling for their indictments for little the crimes he committed along the way, address it at the heart. Do you agree with that? And what else should Trump do?
Absolutely. I have been saying this, excuse me, Alex, for the longest time. And the president needs to do something where he has to reintroduce the fireside chat. He has the ability right now to sit at his desk, at the Resolute desk, at any 5, 6, 7 times a day on his own and speak directly to the American public. And he has to tell people the following, and it may sound scary, but it's true. This is the final warning for every American. You know, I always hold this up. This is the Constitution. This is what it's all about. Not the flag, but the Constitution. And on the back, I have all the times I voted. I put my little stickers. These two work hand in hand. You have to know how to coordinate the two. You've got to tell people, this is it. Don't think that we're immune from this. It's like the person who says, I don't need to smoke. My granddaddy smoked a Pall Mall every day. That doesn't matter. Cancer is real. Don't think that you're somehow blessed or you're impervious from reality. Americans have to understand and still believe that what this republic stands for. Now, this sounds very corny, but corny is true. A color revolution is not a theory. It's a method. It's a blueprint that they tell us about. A blueprint for replacing an elected authority with a managed political one run by activists and bureaucrats. And it doesn't mean elsewhere. It means here. And you have to, once they get that impression and they say, okay, I'm listening. What we are watching, we have to tell people this, especially younger folks. What we're watching is the same model that's used overseas, now aimed here. Delegitimize the leader. Go through this. Go parallel. Flood the streets with coordinated fake protests. Another thing, too, is the right, or whatever we are, we don't protest. We don't do any of this business. Nothing. We do nothing. This is the most incredible. The left goes berserk over everything. A woman at a Cinnabon, not good, will go berserk. And the right sits back like this. The left will say, we're going to flip a switch and we're going to have all of a sudden orchestrated George Floyd protest out of nowhere. Where'd that come from? You mean to tell me that all of a sudden they put together this coordinated effort for plywood sales to go through the roof overnight? We have got to use media pressure to shape perception. We've got to, again, we've got to weaponize lawfare. We need it. Take it back to choke these folks, this opponent, before the people ever vote. We have to make sure that we call out and show them that this is target authoritarianism. Alex, we have to, it's so simple. We have to be persistent. And here's what you do. When you talk to people, if you want to be a missionary for truth or an apostle for liberty, whatever you want to call yourself, do what I do. Never bludgeon them. Never truncheon them. Ask them. You could ask people, start off with, who do you think runs the show here? And just wait. Let them talk. It's like when you're picking a jury during voir dire. Let them talk. You're never going to know where. Don't make them do yes or no. Make them speak. Do you think that Washington's involved? Do you think they're, when you hear about deep state, is there anything to this? And ask them, what do you think is the motivation behind actively seeking the profusion, the extravasation of foreign illegals into our country? What about all of the children that are unaccounted for? And ask them, do you think this is by happenstance, by accident, or is it deliberate? And they will come to the realization, because it's got to be persistence. And Alex, thanks to you and a lot of people that you've inspired, we're on our way. We can win this. This isn't a lost cause by any stretch of the imagination.
LionelTV.com, Lionel Media on X. Let's talk again soon. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Powerful breakdown.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Chinese agent and the man obsessed with putting tampons in boys' bathrooms, Tampon Tim, who thinks you put shotgun shells in the butt of the gun. Look out, because Mike Lindell's getting ready to announce here in the next few days the run for governor. You heard it here first. We had him on last week, but I wanted to get him back on because he's been in Minnesota, born and raised his whole life, had businesses going back 40 years, not just MyPillow. He's seen the whole thing with the Somalis. Now they're reporting it's $8 billion they found stolen, and now it's being confirmed that the AG and Tim Walz were all involved. They're just using the Somalis as the bag men. Ilhan Omar literally had the ruling family that got overthrown 20-something years ago in Somalia. She fled here. She's heavily involved there with the groups running the country today, sending money to them. When she got asked about terrorism, she got really upset and looked pretty scared, like during the headlines. We'll get to that clip coming up, but I wanted to get his take on why this is serious, and it's gotten the public's attention. And it really, you know, it's not about demonizing Somalis, it's about the Democrats bringing in these groups and understanding that the ruling party, the ruling tribe in Somalia are slavers and pirates. It's not all the Somalians, and she's from that ruling tribe, and that's why 90%+ of the Somalis here are that tribe. And now it's coming out. They won't let the other Somalis in. And they look down on black people in general. They don't believe they're black. That's why this particular clan all looks the same. The average Somalis don't all look like those weird skeleton face guys. Like, I'm your captain now. It's her ruling tribe. Her ruling clan. And she is so arrogant, but I'm starting to see that arrogance drain out a little bit. So we've got Mike Lindell, our resident expert on Minnesota here. Also, the attacks on MyPillow and what's going on there. But I think we're going to see the end of Ilhan Omar politically and the rest of it. We just saw courts rule, federal Supreme Court, that they can get rid of some of these seats that they created, the Democrats did in Texas. So bye-bye Al Green and Jasmine Crockett. So we're definitely fighting back. It's not quick enough. And then you got Elon Musk being attacked by the EU for defending Trump in America, trying to say they run our speech here. Trump's got to come to Elon Musk aid. But I tell you, they had Mike Lindell and Alex Jones and General Flynn to deal with before, and Roger Stone. Now they've had to move on to Elon Musk. So our team's getting stronger. Their team's getting weaker. MyPillow.com. By the way, they're a great sponsor of the broadcast. They have huge sales going right through Christmas. MyPillow.com/Alex. Get even bigger discounts, free shipping, and more. You can also just use promo code Alex at checkout or 800-675-4614 to get the very best deals. Why not do all your Christmas shopping there and support Mike Lindell, so in battle with his Lindell Network and exposing the election fraud? Nobody outside of Trump has been exposing this more than him. That's why he's been targeted. So, Mike, great to have you here with us. Let's get into the awakening to the particular Somali operation and your inside baseball of where that's going.
Yeah, and I want to tell everybody, this started, back when I was back in one of our congressmen, Jason Lewis, here in 2018. It got all uncovered back then. You know, this was about healthcare. I mean, healthcare, home care. I mean, anything with free stuff from the government. This group was involved in stealing it. Back then, I think it was $100 million that they had found out, and it never went anywhere. It was very, very much suppressed, and nobody would listen. So I think we're in such a blessed time here where it's all getting exposed. And by the way, you said it's not all Somalians. But right now, I think Kristi Noem said it looks like 75% of them have either overstayed the visas or might be here illegally. And now you're here illegally, but you're stealing our money, upwards of $8 billion. And the part that I seen yesterday is very important, because this goes deeper than that. This goes to our attorney general, who, by the way, is attacking my Lindell Recovery Network, Keith Ellison. It goes to our Tim Walz, the governor, and then Ilhan Omar. Now, all three, it sounds like, with it, it's not confirmed yet, but they're, the IRS, the Treasury Secretary, Scott, I think it's Bessent or whatever, he said that they're gathering evidence that they accepted all of this campaign money from these people that stole the money. So not only is this money getting shipped overseas to terrorist organizations, the way it looks like, they're also part of a big campaign. There's pictures of Walz with all of these guys, and it's just I don't know. Hopefully I have someone to run against. Hopefully I don't. Hopefully they put them in prison along with everyone else that was part of this crime. But this is what we've known in Minnesota.
And since you mentioned that, let me just back you up. Here's Ilhan 4 years ago, and in the same speech, in the same event, you've got the former prime minister of Somalia, and they've been backing that group militarily trying to take over, so that is terrorism. He's up there saying, don't worry, Somalis around the world, send your money here, because then she's going to send the money back from America to you. She doesn't represent America. She represents you. And that's that pledge we see from even the state senators and House members and council people. They all say, including the guy that ran for mayor and almost won, he said, I don't represent America. This is all for Somalia. But the truth is, they use their own population. They do the welfare. They do the in-home medical fraud. The meals for kids with no meals being served. Just scam after scam after scam, and it's all just revolving doors. So just to back up what you said, but what's crazy is in the same event and others I found, they talk about. She doesn't say it, but the other guys get up and say, we're getting all the money from Minnesota to buy the rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns to take over Africa. So they're literally like a tribal group. We're getting the money for the weapons. So, and then they plow a bunch of it back in here to then take over. And have you seen all the Somalis now saying, we're conquering you. We've got Minnesota now. Now we're taking the rest of the country. I mean, these people are on a power trip because it's not a regular Somalia. It is, again, a ruling pirate slavery tribe that she's royalty from that's literally doing this. Her father was the dictator. He gets overthrown. She escapes here and starts it over again. These are snakes. Not all the Somalis. The leadership are total snakes. Here's the club. You know, let me start it over. I forgot we got 400 radio stations and they get pissed when I don't read this, which I understand. You'll hear a bunch of gibberish. Let me read the closed captioning subtitles. Go ahead. Represent Ilhan Omar, who has written the name of Somalia with a golden pen. The interests of Ilhan are not Ilhan's. It's not in the interest of Minnesota, nor is it in the interest of the American people. The interest of Ilhan is in that of the Somalian people of Somalia. Oh. The success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. And that carries a heavy meaning to us. Me speaking in the name of the Somalian people, everywhere that are on the planet, I am asking that you support and give money to Ilhan's campaign, to support her with your votes. Tell your neighbors and friends, anyone you know, to come out and support Ilhan Omar. And knock on every door you can for her, so she can be reelected. What is your promise? Your promise is to come shoulder to shoulder and be Ilhan's shield. And your vote for her again, with all of you working together. Thank you all. God bless. And that's just long live Somalia. Now, she looks like she's in heaven when he says, you don't represent him in Minnesota. She's like, right. You don't represent America. You represent Somalia. And they're the most arrogant people because it's a ruling clan. It is so sick, and they won't even let the other Somalis come in or give them jobs. They're all talking about it. These are true organized crime monsters, Mike Lindell, and the world's about to learn about it. So I wanted to just back up what you said. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you talk about these, it's this particular group of them, but you got to look at the, you know, our governor, Ilhan Omar, and then also even the mayor of Minneapolis now, he's been coming out in the news protecting these based on what Donald Trump has been saying about Ilhan Omar for a long time to send her back.
He speaks in Somalian and says ICE is illegal. We're going to resist them.
Yeah. It's terrible what's going on here. I think it's been such a blessing that the whole country is now seeing this in the whole world, because it started when Waltz ran for vice president. You know, they see the nonsensical things he does, but you know what? He's got to be held accountable for what's went on. It doesn't, you know, the people that are, they asked me today, well, what do you want to be done to these people? Well, of course you arrest them all, go as far as you can. You arrest them, put them in prison. And then you, also if they haven't done anything, you got to get rid of the illegals, the one that overstayed their visas. This is a major, problem for the country and the world. I've said it a long time. Minnesota is like the Trojan horse. And by the way, you know, these, for a much deeper evil. Okay. And I tell everyone as I move into, probably making my announcement. Well, I will be making an announcement on Thursday. When politicians make decisions that don't help anybody, whether, like in Minnesota here, we're just all citizens. It doesn't matter what party you're in. And all of a sudden, these decisions they're making or cover-ups they're doing that don't help anybody, then there's a hidden agenda, and it's a very evil agenda. That's what we're living here in Minnesota. You got like Keith Ellison attacking my Lindell Recovery Network. That's a hidden agenda. What, because it's a Christian network?
And by the way, he's the Soros AG that literally said Minnesota did nothing wrong. There's no crime. He's literally saying nothing happened in the news. The guy is a complete monster.
Yeah, he is a monster. And so, you know, with the and this, I really believe you're only getting the tip, just the absolute tip of the spear here, what's going to come out on this. And if the media, this is what I look at, the media, our local media here in Minnesota, and you know, the narratives are coming out. You see on social media, Waltz comes out with a statement throwing it on Donald Trump because he, you know, he called this, you know, all the Somalians, this thing that they all need to be sent back or whatever he said. And then the media is covering like protecting Waltz. But if you look at the social media comments, it's all down the thing just going, what is wrong with you? It doesn't matter. Parties should be taken out. This was a huge crime committed. Think of the people that this $8 billion was allotted for, the real people that needed the help, if they even needed that.
And let's be clear, they've broken it down now with 50-plus convictions, now there's going to be thousands, it's all open and shut. In one case, there's one spotting check, one little strip mall, one little Somali restaurant that maybe can seat 20 people, said they fed millions of meals, they didn't feed one meal. I mean, it's just total cut and dry fraud. Or they say, oh, this medical office, you know, did $8 million and never had one patient, it's a P.O. box.
Right.
And then a corrupt judge in Minnesota, clearly, I believe, got paid off. I mean, it was a bear crap in the woods. The birds flying in the sky.
Overturned it, yeah.
Oh, she just said, I'm not going to say why, but I'm just overturning the conviction.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where we're at. You guys, this, I believe that this will be a, this needs to be just like it was for the 2020 election, where we blast through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. Well, now this here could be, as I believe, Stephen Miller called the biggest crime ever committed involving our government, involving Medicare, Medicaid, and all these other programs, because it goes so deep. But we need to break through this cover-up and see where it all leads. Who's all covering this up? Amy Klobuchar, our senator in Minnesota here, came out, you know, protecting her pictures and stuff with the Somalian community. You know, oh, they're all good people. No, they're not all good people. Just like, all white people aren't good people. All black people aren't good people. All, Hispanics aren't good people. These were criminals, the one that did this. You don't put them in a thing over here. Amy needs to, come out and say what a horrible thing that happened in my state, Amy. You know, she should be calling it out right now.
Well, let's be clear. Nobody's saying the average El Salvadoran, nobody's saying the average El Salvadoran's a bad person. They're great people. But MS-13 came from L.A. and then to there. So MS-13, they're all bad. So with this particular ruling clan that runs slavery and murder and kidnapping and piracy, that's who Ilhan and this group is. It's that clan that was brought in.
Right.
So, of course, 80%+ are on welfare. And, of course, most of the fraud is them. But the Democrats, and I agree with you, the evidence is coming out, the Democrats above them use them as a criminal syndicate. They're just bagmen getting some of the money. It goes right up to the Democrats above them, guaranteed. That's why you got these judges trying to shut this down, because they're getting the orders to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you know, like I say, it's still right now the biggest cover-up's going on, but we cannot, and I don't believe this time around that it's going to be just completely let it die and just cover it up like they did in 2018. This was a big cover-up of the stuff that was going on then. And, you know,
that's right. You were exposed to $100 million stolen then. I remember it. And now it's $8 billion.
Yeah. Now it's $8 billion, and this is how many years later, and people are going, well, what are they going to do about it? Right now, the investigation just keeps going out further and further. But Amy Klobuchar, this really bothers me. You know, here's our senator, it's been around forever. Amy, call it like it is. Call out our governor. Just because he's in your party, you're not going to call out the governor and the attorney general and Ilhan Omar? I mean, come on. She should be calling them out. It doesn't matter that she's a Democrat.
And I love how the AG is trying to sue you out of business.
Yeah.
He's got time to try to shut down a real business with real employees. But, there's nothing happening here with the Somalis.
Yeah, there's nothing happening here, but he attacks my LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, everybody. This is an online platform that's free to help people out of addiction like I used to be and help them to Jesus Christ. And, there you see his mission right there. Just destroy that and shut it down. And or maybe he's doing it because I'm going to run for governor. I don't know, Alex, but it could be a lot of things. It could still be part of
our... So that's a big announcement. I should let you do it. I apologize. I was focused on. So just since you filed to run for governor, he's now attacked the Recovery Network.
Yeah, absolutely. He said this was just yesterday... Where we have, by the way, you can go there. You can help that out too. We actually had to hire lawyers now to fight Keith Ellison. So if you go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org and you want to check it out, you can donate there. You can help us out. We have to now have a whole defense against this guy. This is crazy that he, let's go attack. And you guys going,
if he would have just stolen a couple $100 million from starving kids, he'd be a hero to him.
Yeah, exactly. Instead, this is, I put in all the money, you guys, to set this up years ago. I never asked any for a dime, Alex, back in the day. I put in millions of dollars setting up my own foundation, my own recovery network. It was free. I didn't even have a donate button back then. I didn't want anybody's money. I wanted to build the thing first and be,
No, I know. You gave all your money away, and now you've got to get support just to stay in the fight, which people should back the hell out of you.
Exactly. Yeah. But yet he comes after.
Believe me, I know the feeling. Yeah. Hey, we're on the tip of the spirits. What's happening? So I want to shift gears after the break, but just finishing up with this. I gut level with the attention to this, with everything else that's going on, and seeing how people already don't like Walls and the fraud and all the fraud of the Somali voting bloc. They've already been caught. And what I'm seeing from former liberals in Minnesota, a lot of black folks who aren't Somali talking about how rudely they're treated, I think this is the perfect wave for you to ride in and be the governor. They need an entrepreneur. They need a champion. They need a classic sweetheart, Midwest, Minnesota. I mean, I couldn't think of a better governor than you. I mean, you're just made for this. So people, you better be announcing Thursday officially, buddy.
Yep. We'll be giving that announcement Thursday at 10 a.m. Central. But, Alex, here's the thing, too. You had a few comments when it kind of leaked out worldwide, a few comments saying, what does Mike Lindell know about politics or whatever? You guys, I have been immersed in politics for years now trying to secure our election. I've met with so many attorney generals and politicians, and I've had to learn more. Yeah, in 2016... When I knew nothing about politics, I was an ex-crack addict. All I wanted to do was help people to Jesus. From that point on, from when I met Donald Trump, and I had never met a presidential candidate before. And I met him. I thought, this guy gave us common sense solutions to problems he was talking about. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to back this. I'm going to back him because he's got amazing.
And when everybody else deserted him in 2017, you were still at the White House advising him, and you launched Lindell, exposed the fraud. How does it feel to be vindicated? I mean, it's all coming out. The FBI releasing documents. The Chinese did hack in. They did have the fake mail-in ballots. I mean, it's all you and Powell are all being vindicated.
Yeah. And it is. I really, I want to secure our elections. That's the biggest thing. And I really believe, as a governor of Minnesota, you can take things out. What I've had to do the last 5 years and not only build one business, Lindell TV, while all this was going on, while all the attacks, but also withdrawing the attacks for My Pillow and your wing stuff every day and happen to make these decisions and, common sense solutions. That's what we need.
Well, Thomas Minnesota Jefferson said, we don't need a bunch of lawyers in Congress. He said, we need farmers. We need millers. We need, people that are in industry. We need, veterans with good records. He warned of lawyers. And I know when you get bad stuff, you got to have a lawyer. Some are good. But my point is the idea that we don't want a successful businessman that's actually born in the state who's got battle scars taking on the system. That's just a joke. I would laugh at that. You should run on the fact that you're not a political insider.
Do you know my book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? The intervention that was done with the drug dealers, which I'll end up telling that story one of these days with which I've told many times, by the way, but that was right downtown Minneapolis. When I came out of addiction, I helped out your Teen Challenge, your Salvation Army, your help to try and rebuild these guys' lives down there. And a lot of them quit and they went and built legitimate businesses. friends of mine down there, you know, this back when I was in the streets, and they were all got burned down in the summer of 2020. So there's all the things we were doing that then, and I have great plans if you take that to rebuild this, not only Minneapolis, but a lot of other places too in Minnesota, to get the people back and to get back to a common sense, solutions to these problems, which are all over Minnesota.
Well, you know, the system's scared of real people like you that have the track record that have done it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to break. I want to come back and get into the larger picture of America, because I do this all the time. When Trump has bad advisors or bad policy, I jump on him, get him to course correct. He usually does. The liberals grab it. Oh, Jones turning against Trump. That's not what's happening. I'm not in a cult, though. And so I want to talk about kind of grading Trump, what you think is good he's done, where he could do better, and what you think is coming up to the midterms, because we know Trump has been night and day compared to the Democrats. So I'm thankful every day. But how do we also start thinking beyond Trump of what MAGA is going to be in the future, because this fight is going to continue? And there's huge sales at MyPillow.com/Alex. We'll tell you about that. Stay with us back in 4 minutes.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family.
So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
So easy. The globalist corrupt people that run scams, they're not trustworthy. They're not happy. They just have a bad feeling about them. So to me, it's easy to never sold out to evil, but it's been hard to continue the fight. And, you know, when you look at somebody like Mike Lindell and the hell he's been through, he's not a victim. He's a champion. And that's what we try to do here too. So that's why you have to understand it takes money to win these wars. And all people got to do is figure out we have to build our own populist, nationalist, conservative Christian community. And if we simply support people that support freedom, we're going to win. And the only reason Trump could override the fraud was such a landslide last year. There was still a lot of fraud, but because we were focused on it, we mitigated some of it. And then we didn't focus on it with these last elections, spend hours on the fraud in Virginia and everywhere else. They got caught red-handed again. So our enemies aren't going away. They're intensifying their operations. But if we give up, it's going to be 10 times worse. But we've got a real shot at really making some major changes here. So I appreciate everybody. You know, Mike's been a sponsor many times over the years. And they have such incredible, huge range of products and all of his workers and all the rest of it in Minnesota, mypillow.com/Alex. You get free shipping and even bigger discounts. When you use that URL, he gave us the biggest specials he's got. I had no idea he was going to do that when he was on last week. He got a big response. I appreciate that. But with this amount of discounts, he has to have a lot of volume to get the support in. But you should do your Christmas shopping at mypillow.com/Alex or just at checkout. Just use promo code Alex to have the free shipping and other discounts applied or a special toll-free number so they know the support came through you so that we get the support here. 800-675-4614, 800-675-4614. So I wanted to give you a legal update. Because I have few peers in all this, and I don't say that with, you know, pride in it. I mean, you know, it's not been fun, but satisfaction we're still here. One of my few peers in persecution is this guy. The same law firms, the same groups, the same DOJ, all of it being run. Arctic Frost. He's in there dozens of times. I'm in there dozens of times. I'm kind of proud of the fact that we're listed, other than Trump, pretty much the most. And their big deal is election fraud with this guy, me as well, but me just in general, the deep state, and who runs the election fraud. And so I wanted to get an update on Arctic Frost because we're not, you know, other people out there talk shows, they say, you know, okay, great. They got a call, intelligence, French intelligence said there's a hit on you. Okay, probably there is. Okay, that's terrible. Let's investigate. The FBI responds. It's a big top story. Well, with us, we're all in there with the DOJ and CIA trying to break us and put us in prison and trying to find something criminal and not, and all the other crazy stuff that's happened to us and things I won't even get into. And I'm not trying to say I'm in competition with people for persecution. I'm just saying, I guess because we're men, and I get that. People are like, well, they're men, they can take it. Yeah, well, we can take it. We want to keep fighting, but we need your prayer and we need your support. But with Arctic Frost and all this, and we were targeted before that, you know, with Crossfire Hurricane, all of it, you need to know when you're over the target, you're getting the flak. So thank you for your support. Those have understood it. For those that don't,
This is not a cakewalk we're involved in. And yeah, we've turned the tide, but we haven't won the war. So Mike, people that don't know about Arctic Frost or just kind of hear it, you know, Tulsi Gabbard releases all these bombshells, Cash Patel does, and then it just fizzles. This is sensational that it was all lies and they knew it, and a coup against America and targeting hundreds of Trump's top supporters, including members of the Senate and House. And then where are they? Grow some teeth, people. Let's go. Legally, lawfully, it's not about vengeance. They committed crime. They committed persecution. They committed literal trying to overthrow our country. These people have to get in trouble. Mike Lindell.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And kind of, you know, you guys got to realize in the same 4-year span, it says Ilhan Omar's net worth went from 65,000 to 30 million. In that same span, mine went from 100 million to minus 10 million. Well, and as Alex, as things kept happening.
Same thing here. My net worth went from 10 million to minus 1.5 billion.
Yeah, so we're very similar in here. And everybody, I want to tell you, and this is just, you know, the machine companies and the big attack in February of 2021, all the way through 2020, beginning of 2022. Then it was like they passed this baton and said, okay, government, you attack Mike Lindell. Now you attack these guys. And what this was a government setup. The DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and three other entities that with Jack Smith that they said, go attack them. Now you guys, during this time, my vendors, as they're watching things or people I owe, they go, how can this stuff keep happening to you? It's like the little boy that called Wolf. I go, you guys, this is real. I can't explain it. And here's the things I couldn't explain. All of a sudden we were debanked, not once, not twice, but four times during the last few 2.5 years, 3 years. And our merchant server came to us and said, we're going to put a $5 million hold on MyPillow. Here's the biggest ones. I have a few overseas vendors. As you all know, I can't make my Giza Dream Sheets here. Well, that company got contacted by their bank and said the U.S. government reached out to them and said, if you sell to MyPillow, we're going to debank you. This was our own government going around and said, destroy Mike Lindell, destroy MyPillow, and obviously many others. Now, That was them attacking MyPillow directly. Then another part of Arctic Frost is when you all seen me get surrounded at a Hardee's drive-through in Minnesota, a fast food restaurant, and the FBI surrounds me. We talked about that before, but that was all another part of Arctic Frost. Destroy anybody that's got evidence with the 2020 election, i.e. Tina Peters and the corruption that went on in Colorado, which crooked Jenna Griswold and the Dominion voting machines there, with that particular voting machine company. Now what they did is they, things like American Express completely took away our line of credit. We had never been late. Things you can't explain. PayPal all of a sudden wanting $1 million deposit when it's my money. It's the money that we sell the pillows. It's the money we sell to everybody out there. And all of a sudden they're going to put a hold on our own money. And this went on and on. It kept you, 1 minute you'd wake up and you're going, hey, we just took this out of your account. And, well, why? Like, who's behind this? And we never knew until Arctic Frost, till this summer, it was disclosed by, the Tulsi Gabbard, by the DOJ. And they came out and said, hey, all these people, the whole list came out. Now there was like 9 senators, everybody on this list. They had a common thread. They backed our great president, and also they wanted to secure our elections. They wanted to secure our election platforms. And they just recently tried to put a thing through where they got 500,000 per senator an incident because they were spied on, wiretapped, everything. And that got shut down. And everyone said, well, Mike, they forgot about us. They forgot. No, that would have been a set of precedents where everybody could get made whole. Okay. But they shut it down. I believe they're working on another thing to bring back forth where everyone's included that's listed on there. Citizens that were attacked. And there was over 100, I believe, citizens that were attacked.
Jack Smith. Jack Smith using illegal mode to get my cell phone as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But they went after all this but we showed, we did a thing, we sent in a thing, Alex. MyPillow alone, just MyPillow, not counting me, it cost them over $200 million directly related to Arctic Frost, everybody. What they've done to my company, tried to just wipe them off the face of the earth. Why? Because their CEO, their employee, one of their employees, I'm just an employee at MyPillow. It's an employee-owned company. I'm just one of the biggest stockholder. And because I'm out there going, we need to secure our elections. We need to secure our election. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to go to paper ballots.
You were literally terrorized and targeted, and it's in the documents. And so I know you're not a black pillar, neither am I, but damn it, we're almost a year in. We need the indictments. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys need to go to prison. I mean, whoever was behind it. And it goes that thing goes so deep. It's funny, Alex, things go so far and then they tend to get stopped. But you guys just know I am never stopping. I will never stop. Number one, my number one thing is we need to secure our election platforms, which by the way, our president, he even said it a week ago, that's his number one priority. It all comes down, we can't let these midterms get taken from us, get stolen.
We have to expose the deep state that manipulates the elections and expose the machines. It's all one thing. So now
it absolutely is.
Let's talk about this. People supporting what you're doing and getting the highest quality, you name it, great products. Almost all of it made in America. Your great Giza sheets have that special cotton everybody knows comes from Egypt. Which are amazing.
Right.
I've got some on my king bed. You get some more because they're about 5 years old. I want you to talk about the incredible products you've got at MyPillow.com/Alex. And again, I want to be clear.
Right.
We are only here still hanging on, Mike Lindell and myself. And let me guess, Mike, you're happier than ever. I mean, because you were a happy warrior to put the $100 million you made in to survive all these fights and hang on. Same thing with me. I've been absolutely happy to turn over everything I had in this fight. Now it makes the fight even more precious than ever. But now people support at thealexjonesstore.com or at mypillow.com/Alex is absolutely critical. We have run down our reserves like the widow's mite in the Bible. This is now literally up to you every month whether we're going to stay in this fight. And the enemies of freedom hate Mike Lindell and they hate me because they know we're for real and they know they criminally investigated both of us. This has all come out and we're so pissed that they couldn't find anything because we're Boy Scouts, folks. We're both workaholics. We love people. We love telling the truth. You know, these corrupt people, you know, think we're schmucks because we're not corrupt. No, we know how to be corrupt if we wanted to, dumbasses, but we like being good people. That's what builds a society and we know how to expose them. So they're scared of us, Mike. And I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for keeping us in the fight. Am I right to say you're happier than you've ever been?
Absolutely, because we're in the greatest time to be alive. We have one shot at this, everybody. This is historical. This is biblical fight of spiritual, evil and good. This is, we're all in it. We're the tip of the spear. This is it. We only get one shot at this. And like I said about 2 years ago, they said, Mike, if you could turn back time here and go back and if you wanted to spoke out about the election, wouldn't stand your ground. You know, look what they've destroyed and tried to destroy you. Would you change it? He said, absolutely. Absolutely. I would not change a thing. I said, I would never change a thing knowing what I know and knowing what this is critical. And also they said, if you could, when you run out of money, will you stop? I told them back then, no, I'll borrow money, which I have. But and every day, one of my biggest things is my employees, my employee owned company, MyPillow. And I've said it before is that, you know, to be able to even think about running for governor, I said, God, if you want me to do this, I got to have MyPillow so I know that they can be, you know, in good shape going forward as they've been the most attacked company in history. And that's where we're at. And it's because of all of you, because you buy our products. And that's why we're putting right now on sale our five flagship products. We have five flagship products, our biggest products of all time. You go to mypillow.com/Alex, and you guys are going to see we've got the Giza Dream Sheets. If you put that thing up there, these are all for Christmas presents. You guys, you can get the best Christmas presents ever. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers. We've got the My Pillows. There they are right there. We've sold over on the My Pillow Premiums. We've sold 85 million My Pillows because they work. You save over 50% on those. And then the mattress toppers made in the USA, $149.98, as low as that, depending on the size. But we got in the premium Mitolas that actually work. You save 50% there, $39.98. And here's one of my favorites, the My Slippers. Best slippers in history. They're normally $149.98, $39.98. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't get those back. They're made with impact gel, made out of soybeans. You walk on them and it's like walking on a cloud. It's absolutely awesome. This patented gel that's in there. And then you have the Giza Dream Sheets. It's my favorite product. It's our president's favorite product. And not as low as $29.98. And I want to show you one more. You guys go there and you're getting five of these Bible pillows. These are very dear to me. They've got stories on the back. You get basically five Christmas gifts for $29.98 for all five. You got the baby Jesus, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, but you get all five of them. So you get five individual gifts for under $6 a piece, free shipping, promo code Alex on your entire order. No matter what you are, this is an exclusive free shipping on your entire order. So go to mypillow.com/Alex. And you guys see the My Crosses that I wear. We have a men's and women's 100% made in the USA. These guys, 50% off. There's the Bible story pillows, the five pack. But, I can't. And then you guys, if you call 800-675-4614, my operators, they're right here. I'm going to take some calls today. I'm going downstairs to take some calls. Like I do this once in a while. I love hearing from people out there, the support they've given MyPillow. And it's a win-win-win. You guys are supporting my employee-owned company. You're getting the best products at the best prices in history. You're supporting this great, Alex's great show. I'll tell you, Alex, I can't be prouder, more proud than anyone that support your show and what you put out and help save this country more than anyone. And I mean that.
Well, the products are incredible. And I know you've got such a big scale up. You're able to sell it for so low. But I mean, I literally about 6-8 months ago, for whatever reason, I ended up at the shopping mall and my wife was like, oh, I want to get some more sheets for the guest queen bed because the kids had spilled something in it or I forget what it was. And I go in there and I'm like, $200, $300 for this? These aren't even as good as I go. She goes, oh yeah, MyPillow. And I said, go get them there. I don't know how, because they're such quality, even your regular sheets, how you do it, I guess just scalability. I mean, you try to buy similar slippers, they're like $80, $100 places. Now you're selling them for $30. And like all those, it's amazing.
Yeah, and part of that is, Alex, is remember, everybody, when the box stores canceled MyPillow in January of 2021, we were their number one selling product at every box store in this country, from Costco to Walmart and everything in between. But they all canceled us. By the way, Walmart got canceled during Arctic Frost, not back then. They were contacted during that time. But this is why, so when we didn't have any middlemen, remember, they doubled the price there. We're going right to you. And I said, you know what? I don't need to make all that. I just wanted people to sell product, keep my business afloat, keep us going, and keep everything going. So, you know, we're able to keep it that low because we don't have any middlemen. That's part of it. But the other part of it is we shop. By the way, when we make all our own products that are made in the USA, and also when you talk about like the Giza Dream Sheets, well, at one time when I first got involved with Where's the Best Cotton in the World, I bought the whole crop that year. So back when I had money, I was able to buy stuff in such quantity to be able to get, to be able to keep those prices
down.
You
made a lot of friends. And I would just add this. I never asked Trump for anything for me personally, but as a symbol of all of this, he needs to make calls to Walmart because that's how the left did it, but he's not getting you canceled the other way around. Walmart should apologize to you and bring it back. I mean, that is, because we know what happened in Arctic Frost. I mean, that just a Democrat call that happens. Trump has been backing American businesses. He needs to get on the telephone. And so I know you don't have to like him asking, but say, Mr. President, it sure helped my workers and stuff. You know, I got canceled during Arctic Frost. If he even put a post on Truth Social and told Walmart, hey, bring Mike Lindell back. I think, and other people that have been canceled for their beliefs.
Right. Well, there's Kohl's. There's, like I said, Kohl's, Costco, Bed Bath & Beyond. We were their biggest product and look what happened to them. And I don't want to say it's because they canceled MyPillow, but it did happen right after that they went under. The shopping channels, Alec, QVC and the Home Shopping Network, two little monopolies, they own each other and they were canceled. We were their biggest product in history. Nothing even close. And this happened, across the board. And So they, yeah, with the, and I had said back then I would never go back to them. Well, obviously I got employees and a company to look out for. A lot of them might have new ownership by now. Who knows? But if we're beyond whatever they were afraid of back then, I hope that fear is gone or whatever they had. I know a lot of them, you know, I think there's a lot of good companies there like Kohl's. And, in fact, they had reached out to me and said back then, it said, hey, will you don't bash us? And I said, you know, and I said, well, you're canceling me. What am I supposed to not bash you? You know, I mean, HEB in Florida or in Texas, HEB. I mean, you named the company and we got canceled. Yeah. I don't get it, but, hopefully.
Well, you think we're in such a free country, but they banned me, the head of Apple, Bragg. He said he made the decision with the other head, four tech heads. So they banned me on August 17, 2028, and within a week, over 150 other things banned me. Things that never banned that I wasn't even on.
Yeah.
I saw the headline, Pornhub bans Alex Jones. I'm not on Pornhub, but there was some other black guy named Alex Jones. They banned him because he has the same name. So my point is that LinkedIn, my banking, every just because they hit the call, and they all line up and do
it. And you know what? I'm going to talk about like LinkedIn and Wikipedia, you guys. Wikipedia is one of the worst company in history. There's nothing worse than Wikipedia. I put them at the top of my list. They have controlled my Wikipedia since I first went public and said we need to secure these machines and get rid of them, or secure our Alexa and get rid of the machine. Wikipedia, Mike Lindell's a conspiracy theory. Every time you Google my name, they're there. Even running for governor now. You got Wikipedia going there. Mike Lindell is a conspiracy theorist, blah, blah, blah. Do they even want to talk that I was an ex-crack cocaine addict and I got freed by my faith in God and coming to Jesus? Do they ever put anything on there? I was an entrepreneur that lived the American dream on steroids. No, they're going, it's all this conspiracy theory. Well, no. Hey, Alex, do you remember, I don't know if you remember back in a couple years ago, this judge ruled in Georgia that she shoved this case through everybody, and she said, if you question the machine, this is an Obama-appointed judge, Totenberg, I think her name was, and she down in Georgia, and she finally pushed this old case through against the machines and said, you know what? If you question these machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. It's your right to be able to question government, private contractors, and if they pushed that case through, a guy named Alex Halderman hacked into it right in front of her in court in January of 24 with a ballpoint pen, flipped the whole election. Now the judge was trapped. She waited a year and a half and threw it out on standing after 7 years. So, but Wikipedia, I can't think of anything worse, Alex, and LinkedIn, all these platforms that you don't think, you know, how do they affect anything? Well, they're as bad as Zuckerberg's Facebook and many others that have attacked you and I for years, going back to Jack Dorsey's, Twitter. And by the way, I mean, I still have problems with Elon's ex, and I've been trying to reach out to him. Like, you know, I think there's still bad people on some of these platforms that still target us and target people that they want to target.
Absolutely. Ghost of the machine at 110%. Well, folks, 800-675-4614, do your Christmas shopping, mypillow.com/Alex. Mike, thanks for the update on Minnesota and now having the corrupt AG who sees no corruption in the Somalis, but you're the devil. Your recovery network that's free, helping drug addicts is evil. I'm talking about villains. These people are sick. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Alex. God bless.
God bless you. Amazing. And by the way, you know, I'm harping on that because, you know, Mike's going to be a good sponsor for us in the future. He's got great products. He's such a warrior. And I'll just tell you, I admire people that fight. And, you know, you see all these big tough guys and their big trucks and their guns and their, you know, all the rest of it, their tattoos. I'm not saying your trucks aren't cool, your tattoos aren't cool. And a lot of you are badasses. I'm just saying, little sweet Mike Lindell right there. You know how much hell that guy's gone through? I mean, he didn't tell you about 10% of it. And that's a real man right there. That's a real deal. He's a loving person. He's a good person. And I know the inside baseball. Everything he says is true. He literally has nothing. And it's okay. I know the employees pitch in and give him gift cards and stuff so he can go to dinner. But his wife's happy. They're all cool.
And you know they want to put him in prison if they can get back in power. Me too. So I just need your support. I need your prayer. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get the great products. Bovine colostrum is incredible. We got the best. Sale ends tomorrow night. 40% off. Got the new creatine super concentrate gummies, the highest quality creatine. So much more. That funds his operation, plus these are great products. Let me tell you, great products really work. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. He's about to take over. Please join us on that feed at Infowars.com/show, man.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. Well, barring a miracle, Infowars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the Infowar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the Infowar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.